She'll check in at 5-9 as well. Just about ready to get things underway. Glad to have you along on WGIL, Galesburg Radio 14 and WGIL.com. Tom Meredith along with Eric Gibson. Nick Devlin, our studio engineer tonight. Tip one by the Streaks. Ty Peachy in the backcourt across the timeline. Goes to the right wing to Jessica Howard. Lost a handle on it. Picks it up. Now gets it to Jamie Johnson out on the right wing. Hands off to Ty Peachy. Tie out high right side to Jamie Johnson. Top of the key. Left wing to Mickey Rodriguez. Nice backdoor pass to Jamie Johnson under the basket.
Oh,
boy, the ball got knocked away by Siobhan Brewer, and the official's going to say it went off Jamie Johnson last.
Yeah, wow. Terrible call right there. But there's some of that motion offense we talked about before the game. Good movement by the Streaks to get that one down inside.
Yeah, travel by Raven Morrow, a first turnover against the pressure. The inbound came to Siobhan Brewer, went right back to Raven Morrow, who had inbounded it, and she drug her foot and kind of took a step before she made the pass. Just underway, 7:41 to play first quarter. No score. Inbound comes to Jamie Johnson. She's in there with Mickey Rodriguez, Ty Peachy, Megan Young, and Jessica Howard. This is Ty Peachy out between the circles. Ball knocked away by Brewer. Ty gets it back. Now gets to Megan Young. Left wing goes to Mickey Rodriguez. She'll fire the three and got it. Nice to see Mickey get off to a nice start. Mega 3-0 Streaks.
Yeah, good job working the ball. Megan Young able to stay with it and get that one out.
And a near steal on the inbound, but Jamie Johnson knocked it away. Brewer able to come up with it for Rock Island. Right wing, this is Whitney Hoover with it. Now into the paint. Nice pass underneath goes to Adrian Bradford. She lays it up on the left side and got it. Nice ball movement by the Rocks. 3-2 Galesburg. This is Ty Peachy. Right wing to Jessica Howard. 7:02 to play first quarter. Jamie Johnson out high right side. Drives in. Has it knocked away. Picks it up.
Travel.
And she traveled with the basketball. Kind of took a step back after she had kind of lost the handle.
Yeah, I believe it was actually Bradford got her hand in there, was able to knock the ball free. As Jamie was collecting herself, she ended up stopping and then taking a step backwards, which ultimately led to the travel.
Jessica Howard stays on the floor. She's in there with Myra Diggins, Paige Klink, Bailey Boyer, and Sadie Hamilton. Rocks break the pressure. This is Brewer, drives down the paint, traveled again, no call, picks it up and gives out to the top of the key to Morrow. Right wing goes to Bradford. Bradford trapped between three Streaks, and Sadie Hamilton knocks it away. Bailey Boyer comes up with it, gives to Paige Klink. She'll stop on the left wing, back to Bailey Boyer, now to Paige Klink. Wide open three for the left baseline, off the back iron, no good, but the rebound comes down to Raven Morrow for Rock Island. Now a steal by Jessica Howard. She's got it on the left baseline. She'll fire a three of her own and got it.
That's impressive right there. Joss able to steal the ball, dribble it out, got behind the three-point line, and just put the shot up. She wasn't moving towards the basket, actually moving away from it, and was able to get herself set just enough to make the shot.
And a timeout called by Thad Hoover. That was right. He's lucky to have gotten it because Myra Diggins was making a steal as that happened. A 30-second timeout called by Thad Hoover. 6:09 to play first quarter. Streaks lead 6-2. This is the kind of energy you want to see the Streaks come out with.
Yeah, and you know, this is a perfect example of why a lot of basketball peers hate that the coach could call a timeout.
Yeah.
Because right there, just as you said, Myra Diggins had that ball out just about when Dad Hoover called the timeout, and the timeout got granted. That should have been a steal for the Streaks.
Yeah, that's what I thought, because I thought by the time the whistle blew, Myra had the ball in her hands, but nonetheless, goes back to the Rocks.
Right, but a nice energy by the Streaks here in the early going. They've done a good job of attacking the ball, and it's really causing a lot of problems for the Rock Island guards. So let's see if the Streaks can keep that energy up here.
In for the Streaks, Mickey Rodriguez comes back, as does Ty Peachy and Jamie Johnson. Also, Jessica Lieber and Emma Junk in for the Galesburg Silver Streaks. Inbound, a push is going to be called on. Oh, no, it's going to be a push-off on Sarita Goldsmith. I thought they were going to call Ty for reaching around, but Sarita Goldsmith pushed off on her, and that's the first foul of the basketball game.
Well, again, the pressure really bothering the Rocks right now. They have not been able to get space, so they kind of resulted there was that as Sarita Goldsmith was trying to make space, she pushed off.
Ty Peachy with it between the circles. Backdoor pass to Jamie Johnson in the paint. Five-footer is blocked, but a foul is going to be called. They're going to say if it's Goldsmith, that'll be her second. I think they're going to say she got her with a body. In fact, it is the Goldsmith. I think maybe she had the one hand straight up on the ball, but I think the other hand may have been down on the body of Jamie Johnson.
Yeah, and you know, that's always tough for the inside player because you're trying to go straight up, but you're right. She did get the body. She leaned in a little bit too much.
First free throw for Jamie Johnson is up and good. Make it to 7-2 Galesburg lead, 5:56 to play here in the first quarter. Jamie Johnson.
Jamie came in at 71% from the free throw arc. Makes them both.
Hits another. Make it 8-2. Full court pressure, and it comes to Brewer right back to Morrow. Morrow nearly traveled with it again. Back to Brewer, still in the backcourt. Gives it across midcourt left side. Now trapped up in the corner. Now gets in the center circle to Morrow. Morrow dribbles right down the right side of the lane. Scoops up a shot after a travel. No call. Ball Rebound comes down hard. It's going to go off Jessica Lieber last. Yeah, Mora went down the left side of the or right side of the lane and took an extra step there. We saw it, but nobody in stripes saw it that time.
Yeah, she tried to do like a little fake to get around and just kind of just carried the ball straight to the rim.
Brewer with a nice pass underneath to Goldsmith on the left block. She gets it up off the glass and in. Make it 8-4 streaks. Now Emma Junk gets a long pass from Ty Peachy. Kicks out to Mickey Rodriguez. Long three from the left side. Off the back iron, no good. But a push-off is going to be called. That's Sarita Goldsmith's third foul. She pushed Jamie Johnson, I believe it was. It was either Jamie or Jessica Lieber on the blockout. So three fouls on Sarita Goldsmith, 5:26 to play first quarter.
Well, that's a good sign for the streaks. And Sarita was one of the tougher players for them last year. She scored 14 points in the second game. 14 points in each game, actually, against the streaks and contributed six rebounds and 11 rebounds, respectively.
Back in for the streak, Sadie Hamilton, Jessica Howard, Paige Klink, Myra Diggins, and Megan Young. This is Jessica Howard on the right wing. Drives, now pulls it back out, gives to Sadie Hamilton in the right corner. She'll dribble out to the wing. Tried to get a backdoor pass to Jessica. She got it back out and brings it out to the wing. Now Sadie Hamilton out high right side. And streak's a little bit confused on offense this time as Sadie Hamilton gets trapped up. Finally gets it to Paige Klink after it got knocked away. And now a reach foul is going to be called on Raven Morrow. That'll be her first, and the fourth team foul on the Rocks with 5:03 to play in the first
terrible
quarter.
Foul right there by Raven Morrow. She definitely bailed out Paige Klink. They would have had that steal if they had allowed themselves a little bit more time. But what's happening is the streaks are not moving well right now. They're getting the ball stuck and just stopping in the corners of the floor. They need to keep moving and get some action away from the ball as well.
And Unique Washington comes in for the Rocks. Sadie Hamilton, top of the key. She replaced Goldsmith. Myra Diggins to Paige Klink on the right wing. Now to Jessica Howard out just inside the the volleyball spike line and nails the three. That's her second of the ball game. Out there about 25 feet, making 11-4 Galesburg. Whitney Hoover now into the paint. Ball knocked away. Now getting it back. Shot up and no good. Might have been partially blocked by Sadie Hamilton. It was Shamel Mangrum. And now the Rocks nearly had a steal. Nice hustle by Washington as she tried to save it back in bounds. Streaks are going to bring it the length of the court, however.
Right now, Paige Klink looks to be having a little bit of an issue with the pressure she's getting on her when she gets the ball. She's just got to be patient. She's got to work the ball around. If she doesn't have an angle, you have to make it by dribbling away from the defenders and set up your own angle. So the Streaks need to just keep moving, and that's one of the big things is the Rocks are trying to run a modified zone. Now they're going 2-3 now, so it'll be interesting to see if they continue to trap corners.
Jamie Johnson, Bailey Boyer, Mickey Rodriguez, Jessica Lieber, Emma Junk in for the Streaks. This is Bailey Boyer out high right side. Backdoor pass, Jamie Johnson left side. Got pushed from under the basket. No call. Brings it out. Gets to Jessica Lieber left wing. She'll drive. Now kicks out to Mickey Rodriguez right wing. She'll dribble drive. Puts it on the floor. Lost the handle on it. Ball goes to the floor. Morrow comes up with it. Going to call a reach foul on Jessica Lieber. I'm not sure about that one. She was in there on the ball at first. Morrow pulled the ball away, and Jessica's arm was still in there, and she got called for the foul.
Well, indecision led to that turnover regardless. Mickey had the ball out in the wing. She thought about shooting it, then she thought about driving, but once she drove, she didn't know what she was going to do with the ball.
Now it makes up for her. Mickey with a steal on the right baseline. Gets to Bailey Boyer, right wing. LaShanika Johnson in now for the Rocks. We'll see if she has another career night against the Streaks like she did up at Rocky last year.
I mean, guess no.
Under 4 minutes to play, first quarter. Streaks lead 11-4. Spreading it out a little bit against this 2-3 Rock Island zone, and they're coming out and pressuring the ball. Out between the circles, Jamie Johnson with it. She'll penetrate left side, kicks out to Jessica Lieber. Fires a three from the left baseline, off the rim, bounces. Now comes off long, tipped out. Mickey Rodriguez saves it inbounds to Bailey Boyer. Back to Jamie Johnson. Now Bailey Boyer, right baseline. She'll penetrate, kicks it out to Mickey Rodriguez on the left wing. She fakes, gives to Jessica Lieber, top of the key, drives in. Scoop shot is up, no good, but she draws the contact. Nice move by Jessica Lieber, and that is the second foul on Raven Morrow.
Well, the Streaks were essentially playing a shell game for that whole entire possession until Jessica Lieber finally drove in. You've got to, what they're doing is they're packing in the 2-3, but they're jumping out at the shooter. So what's happening is if the Streaks don't go inside at all, they're just letting the defense rotate constantly with them. The open areas right now are the baseline, underneath the defense, which could be in the post or even out to the three-point arc, and then the middle of the zone. They need somebody flashing high post to open up this defense.
Jessica Lieber hits the first free throw. Second one off the back iron, no good. Rebound comes down to Johnson for Rock Island. 12-4, the Galesburg lead. 3:18 to play, first quarter. In the back court, this is Sarita Goldsmith, who's back in with three fouls for the Rocks. Now the Brewers still in the backcourt. Long downcourt pass, wide open. Hoover hands off to Johnson. What hustle by Myra Diggins. Two Rock Island players under the basket by themselves. Whitney Hoover should have taken the shot, but instead she decided to try to hand it off to Johnson, and Myra Diggins hustled down, knocked the ball away, and came up with the steal. Paige Klink, Jessica Lever now left baseline. Three is away. Off the front iron, no good. Rebound tipped up. Goldsmith has it for the Rocks. 12-4, Galesburg, 2:46 to play, first quarter. Brewer drives all the way down, scoops up a shot in the middle, can't hit, rebound tipped out, comes out long to Adrian Bradford for the Rocks. Right wing to Whitney Hoover. She'll take a long three of her own, no good. Rebound tipped out by Jessica Lieber, but it's Bradford running it down for the Rocks. Left baseline, Johnson swings it over to Hoover, right side. Now in the paint, Goldsmith fires a 14-footer off the back iron, no good. Brewer down with a rebound on the right side, leans in for the shot. Five-footer is up and good for Siobhan Brewer. Her first basket, make it 12-6 streaks. Ty Peachy with it, top of the key. Gets bumped, knocked to the floor, no call. Looking for help. Now she's going to get tied up. And I think Evan Matthews trying to call timeout. They didn't give it to him. Unfortunately, the possession arrow points toward the Rocks.
Well, again, the streaks have to realize the speed. There is a lot of speed and athleticism on this Rocky team. So, you know, this isn't one of the teams that they were able to kind of run by. The Quincy team didn't have a whole lot of athleticism other than a couple of the guards. So, you know, you have to be wary of that. You have to be wary that they're going to come try to steal that ball if you slow up for too long.
In for the streaks, Mickey Rodriguez, Emma Junk, Jessica Howard, Sadie Hamilton, and Bailey Boyer. 2:12 to play first quarter. Streaks lead 12-6 in the backcourt. Brewer has it. And a near steal by Sadie Hamilton at midcourt. Back there playing free safety again. Knocked the pass away, so it's incomplete. But the Rocks will have it back on the near sideline at midcourt.
Well, the streaks have to take advantage of this all day long, and that's allowing Brewer to make bad decisions with the ball when she's trapped.
Nice backdoor pass to Goldsmith, but she couldn't hit the shot. Got her own rebound, got fouled on the putback. I think it's going to be Sadie Hamilton that picks up just the second foul for the streaks.
Kind of surprised to see Sarita getting all this time in the first quarter when she's got three fouls.
Yeah, and that's really surprising. First free throw is up and good for Sarita Goldsmith. And the Thad Hoover's going to take her out after the next shot if she makes it. 2:02 to play first quarter. She's got three fouls. Raven Morrow with two fouls for the Rocks. Second shot for Goldsmith up and good. And checking in will be Raven Morrow back in. Also, Shamel Mangrum, a 5'9 junior. Morrow, a 5'9 junior as well. 12-8 streaks lead.
They're going to get Sarita out of there now.
Oh, I thought she'd come out previously.
No, they just took Shanika Johnson back into the game.
Okay, so Johnson's in, but now Goldsmith is out. Mickey Rodriguez with it, swings it over to Jessica Howard on the right wing. Now back to Mickey on the left wing. Dangerous pass there,
yeah,
but he got there. Bailey Boyer with it, dribbles right, now gives to Sadie Hamilton out near the center circle, out high left side. Mickey Rodriguez back to Sadie, faked the long three, got bumped at the top of the key. Nice job by Sadie with a ball fake. Brewer jumped out on her. She was going to do the dribble drive, but was able to draw the contact just as good.
Well, again, the high post is wide open against this 2-3 zone, especially since now they're extending it out with Brewer to try to cut down on the open three-point looks.
Right wing, Emma Junk with it. Now to Mickey Rodriguez between the circles, out high left side to Bailey Boyer. Backdoor pass, Emma Junk, wide open right side out of the basket, up off the glass and in. Nice look from Bailey Boyer. Nice job by Emma. Grabbed it, took it straight up, didn't hesitate that time. Now a near steal. Now Jessica Howard comes down with it in the lane on the full court pressure. Up off the glass from straight on. Little baby hook up and in. Make it 16-8 streaks. Brewer runs it down the right side against Sadie Hamilton. Behind the back dribble. Stops. Pulls up with a five-footer. No good. Rebound comes down to Jessica Howard for the streaks. Took it right away from Mangrum. This is Bailey Boyer on the dribble to Jessica Howard. Right wing. Stops. Gathers herself. Now kicks to Sadie Hamilton. Fakes top of the key. Gives to Jessica Howard. Now right baseline. Bailey Boyer fires a three. Off the rim short. Sadie Hamilton with a rebound right side. Up off the glass and good.
Big rebound right there by Sadie. Able to corral it in and get the 2 points out of it.
Now a steal by Sadie Hamilton. Right baseline. Kick it to Mickey Rodriguez. Left wing. She'll fire the three. It's long. And Sadie nearly had another rebound. And Mangrum comes down with it. Oh, they're going to call who? Sadie? Well, both her and Emma Junk were there. Nope. Sadie picks up her second foul, unfortunately. And that'll be the third team foul on the streaks. 42.3 to play here in the first quarter. Streaks lead 18-8. Thad Hoover with a question for the officials. I'm not sure what.
I don't know. He's confused about something. I'm not sure what, because the foul got called on the streaks.
Yeah, I don't know. Raquel Garcia into the lineup for the Rocks. Her sister, Talise Garcia, who had been starting at point guard, is injured with a broken finger, so she's out. And now we've got a foul on the inbound. The ball got knocked away.
Okay, it's going to be Myra Diggins got on the floor, was able to get that ball loose, and then Raven Morrow tried to dive back onto the play and picked up her third foul.
Yeah, and so she comes out. Goldsmith is back in with three fouls with 40 seconds to play in the quarter. That's surprising that Coach Hoover put her back in.
Myra 2-for-3 from the free throw line on the season, so this is going to be 4-and-5, four if she hits it.
Got it up and in.
Now 4-and-5.
Megan 19-8 streaks, 40 seconds to play first quarter. Very good effort from the streaks here in the first quarter. Really frustrating the Rock. Second shot up, bounces off, no good. Rebound comes down to Bradford for Rock Island. Near travel by Brewer. She gets it across midcourt left side. Now throws it away. She thought Johnson was going to move toward the basket. She was standing outside the three-point arc. Let her on the pass, and the pass just Johnson just watched it sail by. Didn't even make an attempt to grab it. 30 seconds to play. Ty Peachy, Jamie Johnson, Jessica Howard, Myra Diggins, Mickey Rodriguez for the streaks. Mickey fires a three from the right baseline. Off the rim long. Rebound comes to Ty Peachy on the weak side. Ty, top of the key. Mickey now to Jessica Howard. Left wing, Jamie Johnson. Jamie on the dribble. Hands off. Nope. Keeps it. Now gives to Ty Peachy. She'll dribble down the left side. Nice look to Myra Diggins. Myra lost the handle. Ty comes up with it and then gets tied up down on the right baseline. That was a really nice look from Ty Peachy on the dribble penetration. Drew the defender, made a nice bounce to Meyer, just couldn't get the handle on it, though.
Yeah, if you drive at this side of the same side of the zone and then go weak side, that's going to be open all day because they're really collapsing that zone on the driver.
Mickey Rodriguez, three-pointer, left baseline is good! Make it 22-8, 1.9 seconds to play in the quarter. Now we've got a foul on the full court pressure. And it's going to go against Mickey Rodriguez. They're going to call her for a push. That'll be her first and the fourth team foul on the streaks. 1.9 to play. Streaks lead 22-8. Back in for Rock Island, Whitney Hoover replacing Raquel Garcia. Full court pressure from the streaks. It'll be Amunique Washington inbounding to Goldsmith. They're not even going to get a shot off.
I don't think they realized how much time was left.
What a quarter of basketball for the Galesburg Silver Streaks as they lead the Rock Island Rocks 22-8. We'll take a timeout. You're listening to Silver Streaks Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
The McRib is back at McDonald's. For me, that means things tend to get a little...
saucy!
Sure, I listen to talk radio, but now I listen...
saucy!
I compile and collate reports, but for a limited time, they're...
saucy!
And when I see Brenda from the legal department, I get a little...
saucy!
More like... nervous and a little awkward.
Live a little saucy with a sweet, tangy McRib Extra Value Meal with Dr. Pepper today. And add a second McRib for just $1.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary.
You know what's a pain? The cost of propane. How much are you planning to spend this winter? Take a few minutes now to consider a hybrid heating system from Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. This hybrid system constantly compares inside and outside air temperatures and switches between two energy sources to keep your home at the temperature you want automatically. It'll help take the pain out of the cost of propane. Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. Because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill.
WGIL is collecting non-perishable food items for the Fish Food Pantry this Saturday at Hy-Vee on East Main. We'll be there from 8 to 4. Look for the UPS truck with WGIL.
Second quarter ready to get underway. Streaks lead 22-8. Tom Meredith along with Eric Gibson. Glad to have you along on WGIL and WGIL.com. Rocks with the basketball to start the second quarter. This is Washington with it. Now to Brewer right of the center circle. Trapped up, looking for help. Now gets out high right side to Bradford. Right baseline. Nice look to Goldsmith. Lays it up off the glass and in. Nice pass from Washington to Goldsmith. And Goldsmith in there with three fouls. Raven Moore with three also for the Rocks. Ty Peachy on the drive down the right side of the lane. The Rocks turned their back momentarily. Ty took advantage, went down the right side of the lane, got bumped. And the foul is going to go against Siobhan Brewer, and that's going to be her second foul. So that, you know, Rock's in some tough foul trouble already. Three for Goldsmith and Morrow. Brewer, their best ball handler, now with two. Ty Peachy at the free throw line with two shots.
Well, like you talked about earlier, Talise Garcia out for the next 8 weeks or so with a broken finger. So they could really start to cause problems for the ball handling of the Rocks.
Guess I was wrong. That wasn't on the shot. It was a one and bonus. She missed the front end. Goldsmith across midcourt left side. Runs it all the way down the left side of the lane. Up off the glass. Got it. And one. Very animated on the call there. Evan Massey wanted to travel. Foul goes against Jessica Howard. And I'll tell you what. Goldsmith was bound and determined. She was just going to take it all the way to the basket, whether there was somebody in front of her or not.
Well, again, that's where you'd like to see the streak step up and somebody just take a charge on her. Especially with the fact that she's sitting with three fouls.
Free throw up and no good. Rebound tipped away by Bradford for Rock Island. She's trapped up at the right corner now looking for help. Now a steal by Ty Peachy. Ty gets to Jamie Johnson. Now back to Ty Peachy across midcourt in the center circle. Miggy Rodriguez left wing. Jamie Johnson out high left side. Fires a long three and got it with a defense jumping out at it right in her face. Jamie Johnson puts it up and in. She's got five. Make it 25-12 streak. 7:09 to play first half. Brewer with it now gets to Amunique Washington across midcourt left side. This is Hoover now on the left wing. Hoover's been fairly quiet tonight for the Rocks. She scored, what, 19 against us last year up there? Now this is Washington, drives the left baseline, gets it up off the glass and good. Quickly back the other way. Megan Young called for the double dribble on the baseline, so the Streaks with a turnover, 6:49 to play first half. Streaks lead 25-14.
Yeah, Hoover had 19 at Rocky last year.
In for the Streaks, Myra Diggins, Bailey Boyer, Paige Klink, Jessica Howard, and Sadie Hamilton. In for the Rocks, for the first time, Jasmine Taylor, a 6-foot senior. This is Brewer on the dribble. Rocks with numbers. Brewer runs it down the right side, scoops it up off the glass, and got it.
Sadie's got to step up there and take that charger and try to get her to pass the ball.
Paige Klink, left wing, fires a three, short rebound. Bailey Boyer on the weak side, kicks it out, and off the hands of the Rocks last. Looked like Washington got a hand on it to knock it away. And the Streaks will have it on the near sideline. Actually, they're going to, they'll do it on the near sideline. Sadie Hamilton will inbound. 6:31 to play first half. Streaks lead 25-16. Sadie looking. Got to move toward the ball. Now in it comes to Bailey Boyer. Nearly got knocked over. Now to Myra Diggins. Right wing, Jessica Howard on the dribble against Hoover. Picks up and gets to Paige Klink between the circles. Now she'll give to Bailey Boyer right of the center circle. Now Sadie Hamilton has the top of the key. Out to Myra Diggins. Bad pass by Sadie. Ball goes to the floor. Coming up with it is Taylor for the Rocks. Now Bradford has it. Top of the key to Brewer. Brewer drives down the left side of the lane, spins into the paint, traveled, no call, gets a shot up, no good. Rebound tipped out. It's going to go off Taylor last, I believe.
Oh, wow.
Not only did Taylor knock it away, I think she dribbled it once before it bounced on the sideline, but the Rocks are going to get it. As five new streaks come in, Emma Junk, Jamie Johnson, Ty Peachy, Mickey Rodriguez, and Jessica Lieber. Sarita Goldsmith back in for the Rocks with three fouls, 6:02 to play in the half.
Streaks up 25-16 right now, and you've got to be pretty happy if you're Evan Massey with where you're at right now.
And it comes out high to Hoover on the right side. Now on the baseline, Brewer has it. Brewer, nice look inside to Washington, leans in up off the glass, kind of an up and under, and Washington gets her second basket of the quarter, make it 25-18 streaks. Now yep. Jamie Johnson, yep, travel with it, was trying to set herself up to take the three, shuffled the feet, and the Streaks turn it over with 5:50 to play.
I don't think Jamie quite has the feeling yet of stepping into those three-point shots. You know, last year we saw most of her work was done inside on the drive and everything. She did take threes, but we've seen quite a few times this season already where she's traveled trying to step into threes.
Nice look from Hoover down to the block right side to Taylor. She lays it up off the glass and in. Jasmine Taylor with a basket, make it 25-20 streaks, 5.5 minutes to play here in the first half.
8-0 run right now for Rocky.
Jessica Lieber back in for the three. She has it on the left wing, gets a pick from Jamie Johnson, now picks up, gets to Ty Peachy, top of the key, out to Mickey Rodriguez. Long three out high on the right side, short, rebound to Jamie Johnson, and Jamie's going to get called for the push on Amunique Washington.
I think that was a little exaggerated on the fall to the floor because Jamie definitely did have some hands to the back, but Amunique Washington went flying out of there as if she had just been bulldozed over.
Amunique spelled just like it sounds. Capital A-M, capital U-N-I-Q-U-E. Amunique Washington, 5'7 junior for the Rocks. 5:22 to play here in the first half. Streets lead 25-20. Paige Klink, Sadie Hamilton, Jessica Howard, Megan Young, Myra Diggins for the Streets. This is Washington in the backcourt. Gives to Brewer. Cross-courted to Bradford, overthrew her, and the Streets get it back on pretty much an unforced error that time by the Rocks.
Well, Brewer's had quite a few of those. She's trying to make too many plays from the guard position. She looks like the kind of player that plays a lot better off the ball with Talise Garcia working the ball. I mean, she's a good ball handler, but she's made some poor decisions, and that should have been an over and back on the Streaks.
On the inbound play, but Streaks nonetheless have it. 5:10 to play. Backdoor pass. Megan Young to Sadie Hamilton. Knocked away. Paige Klink comes up with it. Has it knocked away from behind. Ball goes to the floor and a jump ball called. And the possession arrow points toward the Galesburg Silvers. She's got lucky on that one. The pass from...
What needs to happen, we've talked about this a few times. The Streaks need to do a better job of getting that ball into a strong position, primarily underneath the chin, both elbows out so that it's harder for the defense to get there. Right there, Paige Klink held that ball behind her head, and it became easy for the defender just to go behind her and slap it away.
Paige Klink with it, brings it across the timeline, left wing to Myra Diggins. Now to Sadie Hamilton out high on the left side. Now bounce pass stolen away by Brewer. Brewer runs it down the right side, lays it up off the glass, got it, and it's now a three-point game, 25-22, and Evan Massey calls a 30-second timeout, 4:49 to play here in the first half, 25-22, and this is more what we thought this game would be like.
Well, and we talked about this at the Richies game. We talked about this at the Springfield game. Rocky's doing the same thing. They're sitting in passing lanes. They're jumping first move by the streaks. They have to start pass faking and getting some backdoor cuts. And if you do that, it's going to be wide open the whole game long. But what's happening is the girls are getting the ball, standing, staring at who they're going to pass the ball to, and it's allowing the defense to just jump those lanes.
Yeah, just you know, like you said, there's no fake. They're just you know, almost letting the pass go to a spot without looking to see if the defense is even there. Just to expect, okay, my player's going to be there. I'm passing the ball there.
Right. They're playing their system as opposed to where their player actually is.
In for the streaks, Jamie Johnson, Bailey Boyer, Mickey Rodriguez, Emma Junk, and Jessica Lieber. This is Bailey Boyer with it. And a steal that time. Once again, nope, Jamie Johnson does a nice job. Call for the travel. She didn't get up. She was just on her knees, which is where she got the ball.
Yeah, I'm not exactly sure where that traveling call came from because she collected the ball while she was on her knees. All she did was kind of sit upright, and they called her for the travel. But generally, the only time you get a travel when you get up like that is when you've been on your back or on your side.
Right, or if you stand up. And actually, almost the exact same thing happened in the first quarter, I think, with Ty Peachy. Brewer runs it down the right side, lays it up off the glass, and got it. And now it's a one-point lead for the Streaks, 25-24. Quickly back the other way. Jessica Howard out high on the right side with it. Brewer with 8 points. Now Jessica Howard has it, fires a three from the right side, no good, rebound tipped out, and it's going to go off Megan Young last, the official said.
Megan Young did a good job boxing out, but the girls, Amunique Washington specifically, I saw go up and over and tap that ball towards the baseline.
Full court pressure from the streaks. This is Washington with it. Gets it across midcourt left side to Johnson. She'll fire the three. There goes LaShonica, her first basket of the ball game. And give the Rocks a 27-25 lead.
15-0 run right now.
And this is their first lead of the ball game, if I'm not mistaken.
You are correct.
Ty Peachy, Paige Klink, Myra Diggins, Jessica Howard, Megan Young for the streaks. Ty drives right side, gives to Paige Klink on the left wing. She'll fire the three-pointer off the back iron. No, Myra Diggins with a rebound.
Good job by Myra.
Yeah, she did a nice job. Got the rebound out about 13 feet then on the left side, then drove in and got fouled from behind. And let's see who the foul go against. Jasmine Taylor picks it up. And that is her first foul. 19 fouls on the Rocks. Myra Diggins at the free throw line with two shots. First one up, bounces high and through.
Good, strong, aggressive move by Myra right there. When she got that ball, she didn't settle for just putting it back up. She took a dribble or two in and was able to draw the contact. And that's what the Streaks need to focus a little bit more on is getting that ball to the rim and not taking so many long shots.
Second shot in and out, no good. Rebound comes down to Washington for Rock Island. Brewer has it now. Cross midcourt, right side, Taylor traveled the ball, or rather Bradford, no call, but then she threw it away anyway. Streaks get it back. In for Galesburg, Sadie Hamilton, Bailey Boyer, Mickey Rodriguez, Emma Junk, and Jessica Lieber. 3:43 to play in the half. Streaks can retake the lead. They trail 27-26. They were up 22-8 at the end of the first quarter, but as Eric just mentioned, Rocky went on a 15-0 run. Jessica Lieber with it out between the circles, lost the handle, gets it back, drives into the paint, now kicks out to Bailey Boyer, top of the key. Bailey dribbles left to Mickey Rodriguez, stops, fires a long three out high on the left side, off the rim, no. Wow. And a foul call on Jessica Lieber. They're going to say she pushed going after the rebound, but nothing compared to what happened, like you said, mentioned a little while ago with Johnson going over the back.
Well, you know, this particular official has caused us issues for years, at least since I've been broadcasting. Every time we seem to have him, he seems to have some issues getting in the proper position to make calls, and right there he was behind the play. He didn't see that there was space in between the two players and made a call against Jessica on what was really barely even a touch, let alone a foul.
LaShonica Johnson was the one that was fouled. She went to the free throw line, missed the front end of the 1-on-1. Sadie Hamilton with a rebound to Bailey Boyer. Back to Sadie now between the circles. Left wing, Jessica Lieber, wide open three, and got it! First basket of the ball game for Jessica Lieber. She's got 4 points. Make it 29-27 streaks. 3:07 to play first half. Brewer runs it down the right side. Cut off by Sadie Hamilton. Nice pass to the left block to Taylor. She lays it up off the glass and got it on the left side. She's got four. We're tied at 29. Right wing, Jessica Lieber with it on the dribble. Gets pushed. No call. Goes to the floor. Gives to Sadie Hamilton. Top of the key. She fires a three. Can't hit. Rebound comes down to Brewer for Rock Island. Brewer across midcourt, right side to Bradford. Long downcourt pass knocked away and stolen by Sadie Hamilton. Now to Bailey Boyer. Bailey across midcourt, right side to Jessica Lieber on the right wing. Now Sadie Hamilton, top of the key, out high left side to Bailey Boyer. Bailey dribbles right, gets a pick from Sadie Hamilton. Oh, a charge called against Bailey. Washington was moving along with her and fell. I think the only reason it was called, there was some contact, but Bailey kind of put her arm out. I don't know if she even made contact with the arm, though. But
well, Bailey does that a lot. She keeps that off arm out, and what happens a little too often is that when she does get close to players and they flop, you know, that arm is out, and it kind of simulates that she is pushed off.
And you can keep the arm. You can have it out there stationary. You can bar the arm, but you just can't extend it, and she extended it that time. Whether there was any contact or not, it looked like there was. Back in for Galesburg is Jessica Howard, Ty Peachy, Jamie Johnson, Megan Young, and Myra Diggins. 2:31 to play in the half, and a steal by Ty Peachy on the inbound. Gives to Jessica Howard, right wing. Now to Jamie Johnson, top of the key, dribbles left to Megan Young. She'll fire the three from the left wing. Short rebound comes out long to Brewer for Rock Island. Traveled, no call, across midcourt. Stops, now gives right wing to Raquel Garcia. Garcia on the dribble, drives in, leans in, can't hit the shot. And she ran into Jamie Johnson, bounced off of her, and the ball just kind of went flying up in the air as she tried to shoot.
Yeah, and you know, that there was a charge, but the only time that gets called is when the player falls over, which is kind of frustrating.
Yeah, and I Jamie was probably smart not to try to actually draw the charge holding her ground there, because the way things go for her, she probably would have gotten called for the block. 1:59 to play in the half. Streaks and Rocks tied at 29. Jessica Howard, long three, right wing. Can't hit. Rebound comes down on the weak side to Jamie Johnson. Back to Ty Peachy, left wing. Now right wing to Jessica Howard. Swings it to Megan Young on the left wing. Now Jamie Johnson, left baseline. She'll fire the three off the rim short. Nearly had her own rebound. Now it's saved inbounds by Brewer. Right to Ty Peachy. Lays it up off the glass and in. That's why you don't save the ball inbounds under the other team's basket.
Yeah, it's an excellent example.
And now a foul, push foul called against Ty Peachy on the full court pressure. They're going to say she got Raquel Garcia, 1:32 to play. Streaks lead 31-29. Garcia goes to the free throw line with a chance of the one and bonus.
Her first trip of the game to the free throw stripe.
In for Rock Island is LaShonica Johnson checking back in. She replaces Amunique Washington. 1:32 to play in the half. Streaks lead 31-29. And Thad Hoover's got to be very happy that with Goldsmith and Morrow out with three fouls apiece, that his team was able to make that run. And in fact, even took the lead briefly as the first free throw is up and good by Garcia. She'll get the bonus. Now,
I think they're going to let this.
There was a violation. I don't know what it was.
But I'm not sure either.
She's not getting to shoot the second shot.
No.
I have no idea what the call was. The whistle blew. It was a lane violation of some sort on Rock Island.
Well, I didn't even think she got a chance to come close. I don't know if there. I'm not sure.
Maybe one of the other players on the lane stepped in or something. I didn't see it.
Yeah.
Nonetheless, Streaks with it. Jessica Lieber in. Megan Young. Ty Peachy, Sadie Hamilton, Jessica Howard. This is Ty Peachy out high on the right side. Streaks going to take their time. Jessica Lieber now top of the key out high left side. Sadie Hamilton nearly traveled with it. Gets to Jessica Lieber. She makes that fake move, and it looks like she almost comes up off the floor with it. I don't know if she did or not, but the official didn't call it. He was right by her there. Ty Peachy with it. Picks up. Streaks working some clock.
Some confusion on the offense, too, it looks like.
Under a minute to play, 53 to be exact, in the half. Ty Peachy picks out high right side. Now to Jessica Howard, right or left wing, rather. Now Sadie Hamilton swings it to Ty Peachy out high on the right side with 44 to play. Sadie with it, out high on the left side, picks up, gives to Ty Peachy. She'll dribble right. Now gets to Jessica Howard on the right baseline, brings it out to the wing. Now to Sadie Hamilton between the circles. Right baseline to Ty Peachy, back out high to Jessica Howard. Now Sadie Hamilton with 29 seconds to play.
Somebody needs to get to the high post here.
Ty Peachy drives into the paint, kicks out to Sadie. She'll fire the long three from straight on. It's short. Rebound to Jessica Howard. Kept alive by Megan Young. Now Sadie has it. Left wing to Jessica Lieber. Now to Sadie Hamilton, top of the key with 14 seconds to play. She'll stop and fire the three. Off the rim, no. Rebound comes down to Taylor for Rock Island, but stolen away by Jessica Howard. Now knocked away from Sadie Hamilton. Jess gets it back. 3 seconds to play. Sadie fires the three with two. Off the rim, no. Rebound comes to the floor. And we have played one half of basketball. It's a one-point game. The Streaks on the upside of that. At the half, it is Galesburg 31, Rock Island 30. We'll come back with our halftime report, run down our halftime stats and scoreboard and more. It's Galesburg 31, Rock Island 30. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
It happens.
And it can be anything unexpected.
It's Patsy and Michelle from Bates Collision Center. When it happens, it's our hope at Bates that we can make it as easy on you as possible.
Remember, Bates is here to make it better.
Bates Collision Center. We take the decision out of collision.
Live coverage of Galesburg High School girls basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg and by Dennis Twitty State Farm Insurance. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Proud to bring you the action of Silver Streaks girls basketball on WGIL.
This is Jeff Klink with Galesburg Nissan, wishing all the Streaks the best of luck this year. Galesburg Nissan, just off the square downtown. The area's leader in customer satisfaction. Visit us online 24 hours a day at galesburgcars.com.
Here's a tip from you-know-who. Shop in the evening this week at Farm King and save. I just clipped the coupon from the flyer and take 20% off any non-sale item. And did you hear? Toyland is now open at Farm King. Get a John Deere toy wagon or wheelbarrow, only $19.99. And you can save 20% on youth and toddler burn bib overalls and youth Columbia jackets. I'll take some of those old-fashioned cream drops for $1.19 a bag and a Pony Pal swing, $59.99. I'm clipping coupons this year and saving big at Farm King.
Breed loves his. The answer. If you were just asking yourself, so where would LeBron James and Lance Armstrong shop if they were in downtown Kewaunee? Breedlove Sporting Goods. And don't you want to shop where two of the world's greatest athletes would shop if they were in downtown Kewaunee? For team uniforms, sports equipment, custom lettering, screen printing, tons of shoes, spirit wear, and letterman jackets for all area high schools, and the top brands like Wilson, Rawlings, Louisville Slugger, and Adidas. Specializing in custom lettering, signs, trophies, medals, plaques, and awards. And the top shopping spot of LeBron James and Lance Armstrong when they do finally visit downtown Kewaunee. Breedlove Sporting Goods.
Imagine if someone would pay you for living. Pekin Insurance new return and premium life insurance policy does just that. Your beneficiary will receive the full death benefit if something happens to you, and the policy will return the amount you paid in premiums if you're still living at the end of the 20-year term and have kept the policy in force. Talk to Craddy Insurance, your local Pekin Insurance agency, about a money-back guarantee on your life insurance. Return and premium life insurance. That's coverage that goes beyond the expected.
Live coverage of Silver Streaks girls basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Discovery Depot, where play and learning go hand in hand, and by Dr. Hausline and the Hearing Clinic in Galesburg. Proud to bring you the action of GHS girls basketball on WGIL.
WGIL coverage of Silver Streaks girls basketball continues with the OSF St. Mary Medical Center Halftime Report. Brought to you by OSF St. Mary Medical Center in Galesburg. This is Healthcare.
Back at John Field Gym, Tom Meredith along with Eric Gibson. We are at halftime. The Galesburg Silver Streaks lead the Rock Island Rocks 31-30. Streaks outscored the Rocks 22-8 in the first quarter. Almost an exact opposite in the second quarter. The Rocks outscored the Streaks 22-9. Glad to have you along on our halftime show brought to you by OSF St. Mary Medical Center in Galesburg. This is Healthcare. Halftime scoreboard brought to you by Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home but not miserable when you get the bill. Galesburg High sophomore girls lost to Rock Island. 44-37 was the final score. The upcoming schedule, the Galesburg High boys in action tomorrow night. They'll take that trip down to Quincy to take on the Blue Devils tomorrow night in their conference opener. Brad Benowitz and Jim Lee will have the action. 7:06 for the pregame, scheduled to start tomorrow night right here on WGIL and WGIL.com. Also coming up on Saturday, both the GHS boys and girls will take the day off. The Illinois Fighting Illini with a game against Gonzaga. That'll be out in Seattle. That'll be a 3:30 start. You can have that. You can hear that right here with Brian Barnhart, Jerry Hester, Lauren Tate will have it for you. Then the Illini back in action next Wednesday. They'll take on Oakland University. That'll be a 6:30 start here on WGIL. GHS girls 1 week from tonight. First road game of the season in the second road game of the season in the Western Big Six Conference. They'll travel up to United Township to take on the Panthers. That coming up again 1 week from tonight. We'll be there with all that action right here on WGIL and WGIL.com. Our halftime scoreboard brought to you by Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home but not miserable when you get the bill. We're at halftime. Streaks lead the Rock Island Rocks 31-30. We'll come back and take a look at our halftime stats. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
It's Patsy and Michelle from Bates Collision Center.
After an accident, you may not know where to turn.
Turn to Bates. We'll navigate you through all the insurance paperwork, set you up with a rental car,
and make your car look like new with a factory-perfect repair. Guaranteed.
Bates Collision Center. We take the decision out of collision.
This is Jeff Klink with Galesburg Nissan, wishing all the streaks the best of luck this year. Galesburg Nissan, just off the square downtown. The area's leader in customer satisfaction. Visit us online 24 hours a day at galesburgcars.com.
Rumor has it I'm fussy, especially when it comes to what I eat. The label needs to say gluten-free, and I better not see wheat, corn, or soy on the label either. That's why my owner shops Thorns and comes home with the tastiest meals, like the new line of canned foods from Eagle Pack. Turkey, beef, chicken, or lamb. They're a meal by themselves or a nice side dish. Mm-mm. I can't get enough.
Thorns Pets and Supplies on Seminary Street in Galesburg. Dedicated to improving the bond between you and your pet.
You just crashed your car, had an accident, and you don't know what to do. Who do you call? Who can you trust to make your car look like new? Where there's only one name you need to know, there's only one place to go.
Dave's Auto Body.
You better call Dave's.
The official WGIL forecast for tonight, cloudy skies and a low dropping to 20. Tomorrow, partly sunny, a high reaching 32. Overnight, snow likely. Light accumulation is possible, a low 28. Snow chance continuing into Saturday with light accumulation and a high of 32. Clouds and colder overnight, a low of 18. And Sunday, partly cloudy skies with a high of 25. 27 now at Galesburg Radio 14.
Your news talk and sports station, Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.
We're at halftime. The Galesburg Silver Streaks lead the Rock on the Rocks 31-30. Time to take a look at our halftime stats brought to you by Craddy Insurance Agency for all your insurance needs. Scoring-wise, Streaks led by Jessica Howard's 8 points on a couple of threes and a two. 6 for Mickey Rodriguez on a couple of threes. 5 for Jamie Johnson, a three and a couple of free throws. 2 points for Sadie Hamilton. 2 for Ty Peachy. 4 for Jessica Lieber, including a three. 2 for Myra Diggins. 2 for Emma Junk. Streaks 5 for 9 from the free throw line. 6 3-pointers in the first half. 8 points apiece for Sarita Goldsmith and Siobhan Brewer for the Rocks. 3 points for LaShonica Johnson. 4 for Jasmine Taylor. 1 for Talise Garcia. 4 points for Amelie Washington. Raven Morrow did not score. Neither her nor Whitney Hoover scored in the first half for the Rocks. 3 for 6 from the free throw line.
Well, you know, as we kind of talked about, as good as the Streaks looked in that first quarter, they looked just equally as bad in the second quarter. You look at the numbers, they've kind of evened up. Turnovers, 16 turnovers for the Rocks, 10 for the Streaks, so still a plus 6 for the Streaks. Rebounding, 18 for the Rocks, 12 for the Streaks, plus 6 in favor of Rock Island. Offensive rebounds, 8, 7 Streaks with a slight edge there. The shooting numbers, though, the big disparity in numbers shot as well as percentage made. If you look, Rock Island has only attempted 21 shots, but it's 13 for 21, good for 62%. The Streaks have attempted 29 shots and have only hit 10, so they're only 34%, but 24% from distance at 6 for 25. They're 4 for 4 from inside the arc. I personally think that with the way Rocky is playing defense right now, they need to focus on getting into the paint some more and getting some shots. Even if it's a little 5 to 10 footer inside the lane, I think they need to start doing that so you collapse Rocky's defense down and start going more to Jess. Sometimes it's tough to tell where Jess is on the floor. Well, Rock Island told bench, that's their job. During that second quarter, they were standing up on every possession, screaming out whenever Jess Howard moved. Yeah. So they were keeping tabs on her the whole time. And, you know, the turnover number, I think at the end of, if I recall right, at the end of the first, I think I had it at 12 to 4 or 12 to 5 in favor of the Streaks, so a plus 7. What happened in that second quarter was the Streaks were too often throwing the ball, putting the ball, the receiver of the pass in a bad position. Either the ball was low, it was behind, it was above, it was into the defender's arms. It makes it tough to make a play when you constantly have to gather the ball in.
Our halftime stats brought to you by Craddy Insurance Agency for all your insurance needs. 31-30 Streaks lead, just about ready to start the third quarter, our halftime show brought to you by OSF St. Mary Medical Center in Galesburg. This is Healthcare. Tom Meredith, Eric Gibson, glad to have you along here on WGIL and WGIL.com. Nick Devlin, our studio engineer tonight. Streets bring out the same five that the start of the basketball game. Mickey Rodriguez, Megan Young, Jessica Howard, Ty Peachy, and Jamie Johnson for the Rocks. They come out with, it'll be Washington, Brewer, Johnson, Bradford, and Taylor. As we mentioned, Goldsmith and Morrow both with three fouls. Now a near turnover, but Taylor able to come up with it for the Rocks as they break the Streaks' pressure. Brewer traveled the basketball before trying to fire up a three. Took a couple of steps there, and the Streaks get it back on basically another unforced Rock Island turnover.
Right, and you know, one of the things I talked about in that second quarter is focus on when Brewer has the ball, letting her make bad decisions. She nearly threw that ball away at the beginning of that possession because she kept dribbling backwards and got herself back by the Streaks' baseline.
Jessica Howard, right wing to Jamie Johnson, out high on the right side. Her three-pointer is short. Rebound, Megan Young. Nice job on the block out. The Jasmine Taylor, 6 foot, and looks even taller than that. Megan did a nice job of blocking her out. They probably could have called over her back on that, but Megan did a nice job. She brought the rebound down on the left side, kind of moved to the right side to try to get the shot up, got fouled from behind. Foul winning. Was it Brewer the guy?
Yeah, that's
the third foul on Siobhan Brewer now.
Major foul trouble for this team as they've got Raven Morrow, Sarita Goldsmith, and Siobhan Brewer, all starters with three fouls, and now here's Sarita Goldsmith back into the game.
So Brewer's going to stay on the floor with three. First free throw up and good for Megan Young. Make it a 32-30 Streaks lead.
Megan Young shooting 9 for 18, so coming in, so now she is 10 for 20. She keeps that 50% if she misses the second.
This is Washington with it across midcourt. Now gets it to Goldsmith, top of the key, drives into the paint, leans in, 10-footer no good. Gets her own rebound, now lost a handle on it. Megan Young comes up with it for the Streaks. Gets to Ty Peachy. Ty, long down court pass to Jessica Howard on the right wing. Jess puts it on the floor. Now gives out to Ty Peachy on the right wing, outside the three-point arc, fakes, drives to the right baseline, stops, and gets a shot up no good. But a foul, is it going to go against Brewer? If so, that's her fourth.
I think they're going to get LaShonica here.
Yeah, they were both there, Brewer and LaShonica Johnson. Yeah, yep. It does go against LaShonica Johnson. That's her first. Second team foul on Rock Island here in the second half as Myra Diggins, Paige Klink, Sadie Hamilton, and Bailey Boyer check in for the Streaks. Jessica Howard will stay on the floor. 7:06 to play third quarter. Streaks lead 32-30. Inbound comes to Jessica Howard on the right wing. Dribbles left. Now Sadie Hamilton, the top of the key. Nice look back door to Myra Diggins. Wide open under the basket. Lays it up and in and got hammered from behind. A dumb foul, honestly, by Adrian Bradford. She was trying to foul her hard enough for her to miss the shot, but she was there way too late to do that.
Yeah, she definitely came into that play well after the fact and just put herself in a horrible position. You just got to let that go.
Myra can't hit the free throw, but the rebound comes down to Jessica Howard. Now to Paige Klink. Bailey Boyer now has it out high on the left side. Dribbles right. Gives to Sadie Hamilton out high right side. Now right wing to Bailey Boyer. Dribbles left. Now out right of the center circle. Now tap of the key to Sadie Hamilton. Out high right side. It goes to Myra Diggins. Right wing to Bailey Boyer. Bailey puts it on the floor. Gives to Jessica Howard. A three-pointer from on top of the volleyball spike line is no good. Bailey Boyer with a rebound and a jump ball called as it was. Washington got in there and blocked Bailey as she went up. I thought they were going to call a travel. I wasn't sure if they saw the hand on top of the ball or not, but the Streaks get it back on the alternate possession.
Well, some of the fans didn't like that call, but realistically, if they didn't call it, they were going to have to call a travel.
Yep. Inbound comes to Sadie Hamilton. Now Bailey Boyer out high on the right side. Gives to Jessica Howard, right baseline. Steps inside the three-point arc. Now back out and gives to Sadie Hamilton on the right wing. Sadie puts it on the floor, gives to Bailey Boyer right of the center circle. 6:25 to play third quarter. Streaks lead 34-30. Now Myra Diggins has it. Her pass poked away, but Sadie Hamilton comes up with it. Now to Bailey Boyer between the circles. Right wing, Jessica Howard. Long three-pointer from right on the word gymnasium. Can't hit, but Sadie Hamilton there for the rebound. Put back is no good. Gets it again. Puts it up. Can't hit. And gets it the third time. Gets knocked to the floor. Thank you very much. She got hammered that time, and I believe it's either Goldsmith or Bradford. I think it was Goldsmith. Did they call it on Goldsmith? Yeah, and that is her fourth foul.
Yeah, and that's a big foul right there for the Streaks. Is Goldsmith is going to come out of the game, I believe. Yeah, okay, here off the bench is Raven Morrow and Brewer. At first, only Brewer came up, and I couldn't believe they were going to do a guard for a post.
Sadie Hamilton's first free throw is no good. I don't know how it is that she's able to get those rebounds because and with avoiding going over the back because they both had position on Sadie, but she's got long enough arms that just times it well enough that she was able to bring down both of those or all three of those rebounds.
Yeah, and she did a good job. She did go straight up and down, which you know, as long as you're in your space, it's not over the back, like you said.
But couldn't hit either. Free throw, Jessica Lieber tips the rebound out. Nikki Rodriguez not able to run it down on the baseline. Emma Junk, Jessica Lieber, Nikki Rodriguez, Jamie Johnson, and Ty Peachy in for the Galesburg Silver Streaks. 6:06 to play here in the third quarter. Streaks lead 34-30. Bradford inbounds to Washington. Now this is Morrow with it. Gets it to Brewer across midcourt. Top of the key, drives into the paint, stops, looks for help. And a pass knocked away by Nikki Rodriguez. It goes back to the Rocks on the right baseline.
Good job by Mickey getting back right there and getting it, her, positioning herself in between the ball and the only open player on that side of the floor, which was Amunique Washington.
So inbounding will be Bradford on the right baseline. And it comes to Brewer, drives in from the right side, scoots a shot up. I thought she traveled.
Yep, yeah, that's a good call.
Yeah, because the official looked at the basket like I thought he was waiting to see if the shot went in to see whether he was going to get
yeah,
it.
Yeah, no, this guy likes the dramatic delayed call, I think.
So a turnover by the Rocks with 5:52 to play in the quarter. Backdoor pass to Jamie Johnson down the left side, up off the glass. No, but a blocking foul is going to go against Amunique Washington. Good job by Jamie. She went ahead and went up with it. I was hoping the call was going to go that way because Washington definitely wasn't set on that. She
well, and the, with her. Yeah, and the other side of things is the fact that it was a good job. Ty got brought the ball up. They're picking up. It's 2-3, but they're actually picking up the guards at the half-court line. So Ty came in. She faked the pass to Jamie. Jamie took off for the basket, passed Amunique, or not Amunique Washington, passed one of the other guards, yeah, and was able to get wide open. I think it was past Raquel Garcia, actually.
First shot up and good for Jamie Johnson. Second one bounces off, no good. And down with a rebound is Johnson for Rock Island. Streaks come with a full court pressure. Morrow to Brewer. Two-on-one break. Now the Streaks get back and cut off Brewer. Nice hustle by Ty Peachy. Top of the key, this is Bradford with it. Now to the right wing to Brewer. On the block, this is Morrow. Drives into the paint, spins around. Five-footer is up and good. First basket of the ball game for Raven Morrow with 5.5 minutes to play third quarter. Jessica Lieber fires a three from the right wing. Can't hit, but guess what? She got fouled. Not a good move by LaShonica Johnson. Jessica did a nice job of going to the floor afterwards. Probably didn't have to, but able to dramatize it a little bit. And there was definitely contact, though. Nice job by Jessica Lieber.
Well, you could tell. Jessica Lieber is a basketball player. She knows how to play the game. You know, she may not be the tallest or the most athletic on the floor, but she puts herself consistently in good positions.
Yeah.
And that was an example right there. The foul came down, and make sure that the official yep. knows that she hit you. And that's exactly what she did. Coming into the game, 7 for 13 for the free throw line. She hits the first two here after going 1 for 2 earlier in the game.
Mega 37-32 streaks as Sadie Hamilton, Megan Young, Myra Diggins, and Paige Klink check back in for Galesburg. Jessica Howard waiting to replace Jessica Lieber. She eyes the third. It is up and good.
Good job. And that's what you need to do. Streaks, you know, not shooting at the best so far in this game from the stripe. And a good job to step up right there by Jessica Lieber. This is the pivotal quarter in this game, realistically. Both teams, 31-30 at halftime. Somebody was going to take control in this quarter. If the Streaks can take control, it makes the fourth quarter a lot easier.
Now a inbound goes to Washington. Her pass is knocked away by Myra Diggins as she was trapped in the corner. Rocks will try to trigger again, and there was nearly a five-second call, honestly, on the initial inbound. Morrow to inbound, gets it in to Brewer this time. Brewer's going to break the press on the dribble. Across midcourt, stops top of the key, gives left wing to Whitney Hoover. She'll fire the three, short. Rebound comes down on the weak side to Washington, up off the glass and got it.
Those are the toughest rebounds for a defense that's running backwards like that. It's a weak side, and they were really exposed there. Nice shot by Washington to get that and put it back up.
Myra Diggins in the center circle, right wing to Megan Young. She'll fire the three-pointer. Got it in one.
Wow.
LaShonica Johnson again. She's the one that just fouled Jessica Lieber on the three. But this time, Megan Young hits the three, and she has a chance at the four-point play.
Not often that you get to see the four-point play in any basketball game.
So Johnson just picked up her third foul. That is now the seventh team foul on the Rocks in this half. Streaks haven't been called for a foul in this half, but they've actually been playing pretty clean as well.
Yeah, well, and the thing is, a lot of it, this quarter has been spent down here at the Streaks offensive yeah. end. So,
as Megan Young converts the free throw to make the four-point play, she's got five in the game. Make it 42-34 Streaks. Full court pressure. Brewer trapped up in the corner. Knocked away by Myra Diggins. Megan Young comes up with it. Nice job by Paige Klink and Myra Diggins on the trap. Now Sadie Hamilton gives to Paige Klink out high on the right side. Jessica Howard on the floor as well. Sadie Hamilton out between the circles. 4:46 to play third quarter. Now Myra Diggins gives to Paige Klink out high on the right side. Backdoor pass to Myra. Wide open under the basket. Up off the glass. And got a beautiful pass. Paige Klink way out on the right side. Found Myra wide open under the basket on the left side. Make it 44-34. Now this is Washington. Drives in, can't hit the shot.
And they're going to get a foul here on Sadie. But yeah, all Sadie had to do was hold her position, and it would have been a charge. She turned her body while Amunique Washington was jumping into her, and she picked up the foul because of it.
That's third foul, the third foul on Sadie, the first team foul on the Streaks in the second half. Yeah, she came in there kind of out of control.
Going back to that last play, though, Tom, that's been wide open the whole time. What the Streaks did there is they ran an overload. They had four players on one side of the floor. What happens then is that one of the wings from the near side then rolled around. There was a nice screen set on the back side by one of the Streak guards, and Myra was able to go right to the weak side block. Paige Klink got the ball on the reversal, found her wide open. That's open all game long against this defense.
First free throw, no good by Washington. Back in for Galesburg, Jamie Johnson, Emma Junk, Bailey Boyer, Jessica Lieber, and Mickey Rodriguez. 4:30 to play, third quarter, a 10-point lead for the Streaks, 44-34. Second shot for Washington up, and this one is good. She's got seven in the ball game. Bailey Boyer across midcourt right side. Top of the key, Jamie Johnson. She'll fire the three off the rim short. Rebound comes out long. Bailey Boyer runs it down on the near sideline.
Yeah, she
kind of slid across the floor, tried to stop herself with her hands, and it looked like her fingers crossed the sideline there.
Yeah, unfortunately, she was not able to get herself to stop. You know, before the game, you and I talked a little bit about the three-point shooting of Jamie Johnson. She's only shot 13% coming in on the game, around the season. She's 1-for-4 in the game. I want to see her take the ball to the rim a little bit more. She's the most size the Streaks have and does a real nice job when she does dribble into lane, especially when she's not open. She does a good job finding teammates.
Goldsmith back into the ballgame for Rock Island with four fouls. She's trapped out near midcourt by Jamie Johnson. Mickey Rodriguez finds Bradford wide open under the basket. She laid it up and in.
Great look right there by Sarita Goldsmith.
Second basket for Bradford. Make it 44-37. Jessica Lieber with it. Gets bumped. No call. Now gives to Jamie Johnson right wing. Jamie on the dribble. Now picks it up and gives to Jessica Lieber. Now she'll hand off to Bailey Boyer right of the center circle. Now Jamie Johnson between the circles with it. 3:47 to play third quarter. Emma Junk to Bailey Boyer. Boyer will fire the three from the right wing long, and the rebound comes down to Morrow for Rock Island. Gives way to Washington across to Goldsmith. Now left wing, it goes to Bradford. Now top of the key, this is Brewer. She'll penetrate right side, scoops it up off the glass, and got it. Nice move by Brewer. She's got 10, and make it 44-39. Jamie Johnson out between the circles, and she gets called for the travel. Did a little shuffle before she put it on the floor, and the Streaks turn it over with 3:19 to play.
Well, the Streaks had a nice groove going for a while there at the beginning of this quarter. They've kind of gotten out of it because they've given them a couple easy layups, and now, you know, and this is one of the issues with doing the constant rotations is once you do, you can have issues like this.
Steal by Ty Peachy on the inbound to Jessica Howard, right wing, three-pointer, no good. Rebound comes down to Morrow for Rock Island. Now Goldsmith has it. Myra Diggins, Ty Peachy, Jessica Howard, Megan Young, Paige Klink for the Streaks. Brewer, nice move inside. Makes the nice dish under the basket right side to Bradford. Can't hit. But the foul's going to go, I believe, against Megan Young. Yeah, that's her first and the second team foul on the Streaks here in the second half. 3:03 to play third quarter. Streaks lead 44-39 at the free throw line. Adrian Bradford with two shots.
Well, you know, Brewer is the X factor for Rock Island this year. She came into this game and she was named the Metro Pace Setter for the dispatch of the kind of the week's player of the player of the week for the dispatch. If I can get it out, as the Streaks went 4-0, she scored 17.5 points per game last week and was key in their win over UT.
First free throw up and good for Bradford. Couldn't hit the second. Myra Diggins with the rebound. Now it's Megan Young out high on the right side. Right wing to Paige Klink. Now at high right side to Ty Peachy. 2:50 to play third quarter. Streaks lead 44-40. Went from a 10 to a 4-point lead in a short amount of time. Ty Peachy out between the circles with it on the dribble. Right wing to Jessica Howard. Now right baseline to Megan Young. Back out high on the right side to Ty Peachy. Back to Jessica Howard on the right baseline. Dribbles out, now lost the handle. Ball goes to the floor and a tie-up between Howard and Brewer, and the possession arrow points toward Rock Island.
Yeah, Jess just kind of lost the handle of that ball when she was trying to make her move. Once she went to collect it, she kind of bobbled it. Gave an opportunity for Rock Island to dive in and get her tied up there.
Goldsmith back into the game for Rock Island. And she's got it at midcourt. Goldsmith on the dribble. Knocked away by Myra Diggins, but Myra's going to be called for a push. That'll be her first foul, I believe, and that'll be the third team foul on the Streaks. with 2:28 to play in the quarter. Checking back in for Galesburg, Bailey Boyer, Jessica Lieber, Mickey Rodriguez, Emma Junk, and Sadie Hamilton. Inbounding will be Amunique Washington for Rock Island from the left baseline. 44-40, Streaks lead, and it comes to Brewer on the left wing on the dribble. Top of the key to Goldsmith. Goldsmith on the dribble, spins into the paint, goes to the left baseline to Washington, fires a 14-footer, can't hit, rebound tipped out long, and Goldsmith runs it down top of the key. Left wing to Brewer, she'll fire a three-pointer, it's short, and the rebound to Bailey Boyer for the Streaks. Streaks with numbers, gives to Jessica Lieber on the right wing. Now to Sadie Hamilton, top of the key. Sadie dribbles left, gives to Mickey Rodriguez, long three-pointer from the left wing, no good, rebound tipped out by Jessica Lieber. Now Mickey Rodriguez back to Jessica Lieber, right wing, three-pointer, it's off the rim long, and the rebound comes down to Washington for Rock Island. Now to Brewer. Brewer in the paint, stops, 13-footer is away, no good, rebound to Bailey Boyer for the Streaks, got bumped, and the ball is going to go back to Rock Island as Brewer bumped Bailey as she brought the rebound down, didn't bring it down strong enough, lost it out of bounds, and the Rocks get it back with 1:46 to play, 44-40 Streaks lead.
Yeah, Bailey was going to try to make her move before she got that one in her grasp. And what happened was she got bumped. It went off her knee and out of bounds.
In for the Streaks, Ty Peachy, Jamie Johnson, Jessica Howard, Myra Diggins, and Megan Young. Shot in the paint, up and no good by Morrow, but Goldsmith down with a rebound, puts it up and in. She's got 10, make it 44-42 Streaks. Now Ty Peachy on the dribble. Yeah, that's a blocking foul on Whitney Hoover as Ty made a move, crossed over at the free throw line, and Hoover's down, I don't know if she's kind of looking at her elbow at this point. She hit the floor pretty hard. I don't know if it's might have hit the funny bone there, trying to get the feeling back. She's kind of limping as she gets up too. But a nice move by Ty Peachy as Hoover got there too late. And yeah, she's shaking her hand. Must have hit the funny bone on the floor. And that is the eighth team foul now on Rock Island. So Ty Peachy at the free throw line with a chance of the one and bonus. Missed her only free throw in the first half. She's got 2 points.
Well, you know, this is kind of a seesaw game for the Streaks. They were able to get this up to a 10-point lead just minutes ago, and now another 8-0 run for Rock Island gets this back to a 2-point game. Biggest lead in the first quarter was 14 points. Biggest lead in the second quarter, 13 points. And again, we're back to this 2-point game, make that a 3-point game as Ty Peachy hits her first free throw. She came into the game 11 for 19. She's 1 for 2 now in this game.
And a second one off the back iron, no good. Goldsmith down with a rebound for the Rocks to Brewer, who replaces Hoover of the game. Brewer picks it up out high on the left side. Wide open under the basket. Morrow lays it up off the glass and got it.
That's that weak side opening against the Streaks. It's open on almost every time on transition.
Yeah, Brewer did a nice job finding that out of the trap out high on the left side. Now Ty Peachy between the circles. Streaks lead 45-44. Megan Young, three-pointer left side. Bounces high off the rim. Rebound, Jamie Johnson leans it up off the glass and got it.
Great job by Jamie. She got position. She got that ball strong in her hands and went back up and scored it.
Eight for Jamie Johnson, 47-44 Streaks. Sarita Goldsmith leans in, gets it up off the glass, can't hit, gets her own rebound, though. Turns around, puts it up, no, but a foul is going to be called on Ty Peachy, I believe. Ty and Jamie Johnson were both there. Nope, they called on Jamie Johnson. That's her second.
Yeah, luckily only her second. She's had games where those fouls mount up in a hurry. I'd like to see somebody go right at Sarita on this next possession. Let's see if we can get her out of there for the rest of the game.
First free throw up and no good for Sarita Goldsmith.
They have a sub waiting to come in for. I can't tell who it is. I think it's LaShonica Johnson, but I'm not 100% sure. Sitting over waiting to see if Sarita hits this one. If Sarita misses this one, the Streaks really should go right at her.
In for Galesburg, Sadie Hamilton, Ty Peachy, Jessica Howard, Jessica Lieber. Jamie Johnson, free throw no good, rebound comes out long, goes to the floor. We're going to have a tie-up at the top of the key and the possession arrow points toward the Streaks. 53.6 to play in the third quarter. Streaks lead 47-44, and it's Jasmine Taylor that checks in and replaces Sarita Goldsmith.
Well, you know, we don't often see the Streaks work for one shot, but at the end of, what was that, the second quarter, they did a good job. They wasted a whole minute of clock the last minute. Let's see if they do the same thing here. 44 seconds left in this half, or quarter.
At the free throw line, Jamie Johnson kicks out to Jessica Howard. Wide open three. She's going to take that. Can't hit. Rebound comes off the hands of Sadie Hamilton. Now she gets it back on the baseline and dribbles out, gives to Ty Peachy, right baseline. She'll fire the three-pointer off the back iron. No. Rebound comes out long to Morrow. Now knocked away by Jessica Lieber. Goes to the floor. Hoover comes up with a wide open. Runs down the right side. Can't hit the layup. Rebound to Sadie Hamilton. Nice hustle by Sadie getting back to get that rebound. 17 seconds to play. Jessica Howard, right wing with 15. Picks up, looks for help, gets to Ty Peachy out high on the right side with 10. Now the Streaks will look for one with nine. Jessica Howard, top of the key. Now Jessica Lieber with five. Back to Jessica Howard, right wing, with 3 seconds to play. Stops, gives to Ty Peachy. Three-pointer right baseline, up the rim, no. We have played three quarters of basketball. It is a tight one. The Galesburg Silver Streaks with the lead. It's Galesburg 47, Rock Island 44. We'll come back with the fourth quarter. You're listening to Silver Streaks Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Live coverage of Galesburg High School girls basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg and by Dennis Twitty State Farm Insurance. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Proud to bring you the action of Silver Streaks girls basketball on WGIL.
It's Michelle and Patsy from Bates Collision Center.
We're all about teamwork here at Bates. Everyone here plays an important role in the repair of your vehicle after an accident.
From the moment you walk in our door, you can trust that the team at Bates Collision Center is working for you.
Bates Collision Center. We take the decision out of collision.
When you trust, you rely on the strength, integrity, and ability of another. For over a century, families in Galesburg and the surrounding communities have put their trust in OSF St. Mary Medical Center. Our physicians, family practitioners, and staff work hard to earn your trust every day through the use of the latest technologies and procedures, providing a comfortable environment for you to discuss treatment options as well as prevention, giving you confidence that you are receiving the highest quality health care possible. OSF St. Mary Medical Center. This is healthcare.
Win a gift basket of Christmas from WGIL. For registration locations, go to WGIL.com.
Back at John Thiel Gymnasium, Tom Meredith along with Eric Gibson. Fourth quarter just underway. Inbound pass knocked away by Jessica Howard. Rocks will inbound in the backcourt once again. Emma Junk, Jessica Howard, Ty Peachy, Megan Young, and Jamie Johnson in for the Streaks. This is Morrow on the left wing. Drives in left side, puts it up off the glass from five and got it.
Well, this is where you have to step up and win conference championships. Tight games like this at home, this has got to be a win for the Streaks.
47-46, the Galesburg lead. 7.5 minutes to play in the ball game. Jamie Johnson at the high post right side at the elbow. Now picks up her dribble. And her pass is stolen away by Raven Morrow. Morrow runs it down. Left side knocked away from behind by Jessica Howard. Nice hustle by Jessica Howard and Megan Young to get back.
Passing angles. It's all about passing angles, Tom. Right there, Jessica Johnson got herself too deep in the defense. She was underneath the free throw line. She tried to kick it back out, but the defense was laying off her. She'd be better off just putting up the tough shot in the lane if she's going to get herself that deep.
Paige Klink, Sadie Hamilton, Mickey Rodriguez, Myra Diggins, Jessica Lieber in for the Streaks. Inbound comes to Bradford. Air ball. Rebound comes down to Washington, but she traveled with it when she came down. Streaks get it back on the turnover with 7:19 to play, leading 47-46. This is going to be our lowest scoring game of the year.
Well, at this rate anyway.
Paige Klink with it between the circles. Picks up her dribble. Now on high left side of Mickey Rodriguez. Now back to Paige just inside or just outside the center circle. Left wing. Mickey Rodriguez dribbles left. Picks it up. Gives to Paige Klink. Paige left to the center circle on the dribble with 7 minutes to play. Now to Sadie Hamilton left to the center circle. Back to Paige Klink. Right side. Right wing to Jessica Lieber. And a foul is going to be called on Bradford. Reached in on Jessica Lieber.
That's a tough foul for Bradford right there because it looked like she had her hand clearly on the ball. Lieber pulled the ball away, but, you know, at the same time, you know, that's more of a no call than anything, and they call the foul on
Bradford. That's the thing. By the time he blew the whistle, Jessica had the ball clearly, and, you know, so I was actually surprised the whistle blew. Nonetheless, Jessica Lieber goes to the free throw line with a chance of the one and bonus. First shot is up and good.
Now 5 for 6 from the line in the game. So Jessica Lieber really stepping up her play in the last few games.
And from here on out, the Streaks are going to be shooting two shots, so really need to hit them when you have the opportunity. Jessica Lieber hits again. That's five in a row. Make it 49-46, 6:55 to play in the ballgame. Full court pressure. Rocks break it. Goldsmith on the dribble. Knocked away from behind by Mickey Rodriguez. Goldsmith gets it back, however, on the right block. In the paint, ball knocked away by Myra Diggins. Jessica Lieber gets knocked to the floor. No call. Knocked to the floor by Raven Morrow. Are you kidding me?
Well, I told you, this official gets himself in bad positions and doesn't see plays. And that was a clear steal and then a foul and no call.
So the ball goes out of bounds. The Rocks are going to get back on what's now a Galesburg turnover. Goldsmith inbounds to, or rather, Washington inbounds. Tried to get it to Goldsmith, knocked away by Megan Young and Jamie Johnson.
That would have been a perfect time for a makeup call right there because really it was a 50-50 on who hit it last.
Yeah, that's kind of what I was thinking. So now the Rocks have it from in front of their own bench. Morrow to inbound. Jessica Howard, Emma Junk, Ty Peachy, Jamie Johnson, Megan Young back in for the streak. 6:42 to play. Galesburg leads 49-46. Morrow on the right baseline, drives in, gets cut off by Jamie Johnson. Five-footer is up and no good. Rebound comes down, and Jessica Howard took it away from Goldsmith. Jessica Howard on the dribble across midcourt, right side, stops, gets to Ty Peachy at the free throw line, drives in, scoops up a shot, can't hit, tips the rebound up, and Morrow comes down with it for the Rocks. Gets to Goldsmith, lost the handle on it. She got it back now. Near steal by Jessica Howard. Now Brewer has it knocked away by Ty Peachy. Jessica Howard comes up with it. Nice job by Ty, knocking away from the very quick Brewer. Now left wing, Megan Young fires a three-pointer off the back iron. No rebound, Jessica Howard for the Streaks. Out high right side, Megan Young, top of the key. Jamie Johnson fakes, drives in, kicks out to Ty Peachy. Right side, fires a long three, can't hit. And the rebound comes down to, well, should have been a traveler as Morrow and Taylor both had their hands on him. Morrow rips it away. And now Washington has it for Rock Island. Bump call against Jessica Howard on the right sideline.
Yeah, and right there what Jessica needs to do is just take two steps forward and cut off that sideline, and they would have had a good trap on, and in fact, a trap on a player who has had a lot of problems handling the ball in Amunique Washington when she's been pressured, and that would have been a good situation there. But instead, Jess used her same side arm and tried to pry in.
Inbound in the backcourt to Washington on the dribble. Now gives to Siobhan Brewer. Brewer still in the backcourt, going back toward the Galesburg baseline now. Could get a 10 call here. Got to be a 10. Yeah, there we go. Oh, nope. Timeout call by Thad Hoover. He came out of the coach's box. He was all the way at midcourt in the official's ear when he called that timeout.
Well, and again, this is an example of how that's taking it away from the players. You had the coach calling the timeout there. And I don't know if this official was counting by halves.
Yeah.
But they were in the backcourt so long that Amunique Washington got trapped up in trouble. She dribbled backwards. She gets it over to Brewer. Brewer drove all the way from essentially the spike line on Galesburg side of the floor to the Galesburg baseline.
Yeah.
And still there was time for them to call a timeout.
So 5:40 to play in the ballgame. Streaks lead 49-46. Mickey Rodriguez, Myra Diggins, Jessica Lieber, Bailey Boyer, and Sadie Hamilton in for the Streaks. For Rock Island, Amunique Washington, Sarita Goldsmith, Raven Morrow, Jasmine Taylor, and Siobhan Brewer.
I don't think Coach Hoover wants Brewer handling in the backcourt anymore. She seems to have the Devin Hester, I'm going to run backwards
I
run
forward. That's what I was thinking. Now Washington has it, cross midcourt to Goldsmith. Three-on-one break, Goldsmith tops, travel with the basketball, no call, but Taylor missed a shot. Goldsmith down with a rebound, can't hit, but a foul is going to be called, I believe, on Sadie Hamilton.
Yeah, that was a bad no call right there, too, by the officials, because she clearly traveled with the ball before.
Oh, Bailey Boyer got called with a foul. I don't think she was even in the vicinity of the play. Both Sadie and Myra were there. I was surprised when they said it was just number four. So Bailey Boyer picks up her second foul. Sarita Goldsmith at the free throw line. First shot is up and good.
She's now 3 for 6 from the stripe.
She's got 11 points on the night, make it 49-47 Streaks. As Ty Peachy, Jessica Howard, Paige Klink, Megan Young, and Jamie Johnson check back in for Galesburg. And Adrian Bradford waits to check in for Goldsmith. 5:29 to play, 49-47 at the Galesburg lead. Streaks up 22-8 at the end of the first quarter. They were outscored 22-9 in the second and led 31-30 at halftime. They outscored Rock Island 16-14 in that third quarter, leading 47-44 to head to the fourth quarter. And an air ball by Goldsmith. One of the worst ones I saw the other night, the North Carolina-Illinois game.
Yeah.
Kid from Carolina. I mean, it was about 4 feet short.
Yeah, it wasn't even close.
And unfortunately for him, right into the Orange Crush section.
It's hard not to go into the Orange Crush section when they're at home.
Now it's Ty Peachy with a drive to the free throw line. Kicks to Jessica Howard on the right wing. She'll fire the three-pointer off the back iron. No rebound comes down to Jamie Johnson. Jamie on the weak side, left baseline, puts up the three of her own and got it. Second one of the ballgame for Jamie. She's got 11, make it 52-47, and a push foul called on Amunique Washington as Megan Young had come up with a steal. Then Washington gets called for the push, and Megan Young's going to go to the free throw line with two shots.
Well, and this, like you stated a little bit ago, this is crucial here for the Streaks. You're up 5. You're in the double bonus. Every time you go to the line, you've got to convert.
So Megan Young goes with two shots. Exactly 5 minutes to play in the ball game. Streaks lead 52-47. Now make it 53 as the first one is up and good for Megan Young.
Megan now 3 for 4 in the game. As I stated earlier, she came in 9 for 18 on the season. So 12 for 22 now.
6 points for Megan Young. 53-47, Streaks lead. Ty Peachy, Jamie Johnson, Paige Klink, Megan Young and Jessica Howard for the streak. Second shot up and good as well for Megan Young.
Good crunch free throws.
54-47. Brewer on the dribble across midcourt. Now stops top of the key, left baseline to Amunique Washington. She'll drive baseline, lost her footing, lost the ball. Jamie Johnson comes up with it, and Washington gets up limping a little bit. Now to Jessica Howard, right wing. Top of the key, Jamie Johnson. Out high left side, Ty Peachy. She'll fire the three and got it!
Huge three.
Ty Peachy with the first of the basket. Thad Hoover calls timeout. And he's wanting to know why there wasn't a call down here on the left baseline when Washington, and she might have gotten her foot caught up with Jessica Howard, but nonetheless, I thought it was a good no call. And he's talking to another official now. A full timeout. We'll take one as well. 4:38 to play in the ballgame. Galesburg with a 10-point lead, 57-47. You're listening to Silver Streaks Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Shop Menards Holiday Home Sale for big savings on everything to decorate your home for the holidays. Choose from a great selection of fresh-cut, real Christmas trees from the finest family farms in the Midwest. They're on sale starting at just $9.99 each. Or choose from a great selection of artificial Christmas trees, all on sale. Seasonal items go fast, so hurry in for the best selection of Christmas trees and decorations on sale.
Warm season's greetings to you all from Menards.
Your news talk and sports station, WGIL.
4:38 to play in the ballgame. Streaks now with a 10-point lead, 57-47. Tom Meredith, Eric Gibson, glad to have you along on WGIL and WGIL.com. For the first time tonight, Streaks are going to drive back and pick up in the half court and let Rocky just bring it up.
Well, I think this is a smart move. Rocky has not shown that they are very proficient at shooting from the outside. So if you collapse down, you're going to cut down on their two-point opportunities underneath the basket.
And it's a 1-2-2 zone for the Streaks. Rocky looked a little bit confused initially. Now Washington has it, penetrates from the right side, can't hit the shot, gets her own rebound, kicks out on the left baseline to Bradford. Bradford brings it out to the wing, now out between the circles and gives to Brewer. Brewer goes right baseline to Washington, dribbles left, back to Brewer. She'll fire the three-pointer out high right side and got it. Siobhan Brewer with her first three of the ball game. She's got 13, make it 57-50. Right wing, this is Jessica Howard. Fires a three and got it.
You cannot leave her wide open.
That's her third of the game. Make it 60-50, under 4 minutes to play. Brewer across midcourt right side. Picks up her dribble, gives to Morrow between the circles. Left wing to Bradford. Bradford working against Jessica Howard. Now between the circles to Morrow. Now this is Brewer with it. Back to Morrow, top of the key. Looks over the defense, left wing to Bradford, left baseline, Goldsmith outside the three-point arc. She'll dribble baseline now, cut off, brings it back out and gives to Morrow out high on the left side. She'll penetrate up with a runner from 10, got it. Nice move by Raven Morrow. She's got eight and make it 60-52 and a timeout call by Thad Hoover, and this is going to be a full timeout as well with 3:29 to play in the game. Streaks lead 60-52. Thanks to our Silver Street Girls Basketball broadcast sponsors, Bates Collision Center. We take the decision out of collision. Craddy Insurance for all your insurance needs. Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home but not miserable when you get the bill. McDonald's, I'm loving it. And Thorne's Pets and Supplies, building a better bond between you and your pet. 60-52, the Galesburg lead, 3:29 to play in the ball game. Galesburg High boys in action tomorrow night. Their conference opener on the road at Quincy against the Blue Devils. Brad Benowitz, Jim Lee will have the action. 7:06 for the pregame right here. Well, got to hit the free throw, keep hitting them. We've done well 4-for-4 here in the third quarter. We've also hit 3 three-pointers. And that's one of the advantages in this offense, that they have free reign to take those threes. And when you hit them in a situation like that,
yeah,
it's
big,
nice.
Yeah, big situation. But the big thing right now is going to be execution. You do not want to come down and just jack up threes at this point. You don't. I'm not a big fan of go away from your offensive strategy, burn as much clock as possible either, because once you start going four corners when you're up like this with this much time left, you start throwing the ball away. You're not scoring any points, and the other team's getting a chance to just come back if they can make the right plays. So you still have to run your offense, but you want to get the best shot available as opposed to trying to hurry anything up.
And those three that they've hit, those were really wide open
threes by
Jamie Johnson, Jessica Howard, and Ty Peachy. So now the streaks look like they're going to work a little clock. No, Ty Peachy brings it in. Jessica Howard has it on the right wing, brings it back out. They're going to maybe try to bring the Rocks out of this zone or not.
Well, the one thing I will say is, in a situation like this where the other team's sitting back in a zone, I do believe that you should sit back like, oh, bad. Well, they're going to call this one off of Ty, but the ball clearly was knocked away by a Rock player. Yeah, I don't know if
and I don't know how either didn't call a foul or a travel prior to that. Now running down Washington with a wild shot, can't hit, but Goldsmith with a tip up and in for the Rocks, make it 60-54. Right wing, Jessica Howard, got two Rocks running out at her, now gets it out to Jamie Johnson in the center circle, out high left side to Megan Young. Sadie Hamilton in as well. Megan fires a three left side, can't hit. Sadie Hamilton with a rebound. Baby hook up, no good, but she's fouled. And if it's against Goldsmith, that's going to be number five, and I believe it is.
It should be.
And she's looking. She thought it should have gone against Whitney Hoover, but Goldsmith was the one there who had the body up on her.
Yep,
and so Sarita Goldsmith fouls out with 13 points in the ball game, and she was a difference maker for the Rocks in this fourth quarter especially. She's hit some big baskets for them or in the second half.
Well, yeah, gotten some big rebounds. She's collecting a lot. Amunique Washington's kind of taken it upon herself to just try to get in the lane and throw it up so that somebody else can grab it off the backboard.
So Sadie Hamilton goes to the line with two shots. Sadie with just 2 points in the ball game, but has done a nice job on the rebounding end of it. First shot up and good for Sadie. Make it 61-54, 2:41 to play in the ball game. Sadie Hamilton, 5'8 junior, second shot up and good as well.
Well, she went 0-for-2 to start from the line, but those were two big hits right there.
Streaks 6-for-6 from the line here in the fourth quarter. Left wing, this is LaShonica Johnson, fires a three and got it. She loves playing against the streaks for some reason. Her second three of the game, and make it 62-57. Now Jamie Johnson left to the center circle, picks up her dribble, gets to Ty Peachy in the center circle. Ty on the dribble between the circles, working against Morrow, don't want to get a five call. Now gets to Jamie Johnson. Now right at the center circle, it's Ty Peachy, 2:15 to play. Ty dribbles right, inside the three-point arc, gets trapped up, and now timeout called by Evan Massey. Now seeing a lot of movement on the offense.
Well, and you got yourself right there. If you're Ty Peachy, you come to the near side, high post up at the elbow at the free throw line. She dribbled in and she just stopped. You cannot do that. You got to keep your dribble alive unless you know where you're going with the basketball. And you're right, there's not a lot of movement. And they're getting away from their offense and they're just trying to burn clock. Well, you can do it as long as once they come at you, you have some movement to get the ball away. And the streaks have kind of tried to run a little two-man between Jamie and Ty at the top of the key. You either got to keep doing that or you got to run through the offense.
2:10 to play in the ball game. Streaks holding on to a 62-57 lead. It's been strange how it's been so back and forth. The Streaks three times now. They've had a 14-point and I believe two 10-point leads now. And Rocky just kind of claws their way back in slowly.
Yeah. They keep bouncing around. The Streaks just need to try to get a productive possession right here because it's down to 5 points. You don't really want to let them get it within a basket. So if you score here, you keep it within at least two, if not three, possessions.
Megan Young, Jamie Johnson, Jessica Howard, Ty Peachy, Sadie Hamilton for the Streaks. Inbound comes to Sadie Hamilton, puts it up, no good, but a foul on Amunique Washington. Nice play run by the Streaks. Nice call by Evan Massey on that one. Sadie was up on the left elbow, left to the free throw line, got the pick. They crisscrossed in the middle. She came down to the right block, and Megan Young with a nice bounce pass to her. Couldn't hit the shot, but drew the foul, so Sadie at the free throw line with two more.
Well, the defense gets predisposed to thinking that the ball's going outside.
Right.
They're
going
to try to open up a three-point shooter. So it was. It was a good call by Massey to have Sadie, who started at the high post, just dive to the block and got the wide-open look.
Amunique Washington picked up her third foul on the play. Sadie Hamilton made the first free throw, make it 63-57. Second one rolls off, no good. Rebound down to Morrow. First free throw the Streaks have missed in that fourth quarter. 2:05 to play. Brewer runs it down the left side of the lane, kicks it out to Washington. Now left baseline. Johnson traveled to basketball. Yeah, she caught the pass and tried to get her feet set after she caught the pass.
Yeah, well, and I'll tell you what. If I'm the Streaks, every time Amunique Washington gets the ball, I'm just laying off her because she's either going to drive or throw up a wild shot.
So Ty Peachy will walk it up for the Streaks. Under 2 minutes to play. Streaks lead 63-57. Across midcourt right side is Ty on the dribble against Morrow. Picked up the dribble. Now looking for help. Sadie was wide open under the basket. Ty didn't see her, had her back turned. Now Ty gets it back from Jessica Howard. 1:44 to play. Ty on the dribble. Gets to the right wing to Jessica Howard. She'll bring it back out to Ty Peachy out high on the right side. She'll dribble left. Now picks up between the circles to Sadie Hamilton at the right elbow. Turns. Now kicks out to Megan Young on the left wing. Goes to the baseline with it. Picks it up and gets to Jamie Johnson. Now back to Ty Peachy out between the circles. 1:25 to play. Will Rocky start fouling or are they going to hope the Streaks turn it over? Now Jessica Howard with it. And now Thad Hoover, he's telling them to foul now, I think. Now Sadie Hamilton in the paint, kicks out to Jessica Howard. Had an open three but decided not to take it. Kicks out to Ty Peachy. Ty lost the dribble, now gets it back and gets bumped by Johnson. And Ty's going to go to the free throw line with two shots.
Well, good job right there by Justin, in my opinion, passing up that shot. Even though it was wide open, you burned another 6 seconds off the clock by getting it back up to Ty. Now Ty's foul going to the free throw line. What motion is wide open against this defense right now? They're playing kind of a 1-3-1 look. Sadie's playing high post, weak side. When she dives to the post, Amunique Washington is going with her, leaving the weak side baseline wide open. If Ty wants that skip pass down to the baseline, they can do it and then reverse it back up and just keep running that.
109 to play, 63-57. First free throw no good for Ty Peachy. She eyes the second. This one is up and good. 7 points for Ty. Make it 64-57. 105 to play. Siobhan Brewer on the dribble into the paint. Shot blocked and stolen away by Jamie Johnson. Blocked the shot with both hands. Just grabbed the ball out of the air. Great play by Jamie Johnson. 56 seconds to play. Ty Peachy across midcourt. The Rocks hopefully going to suffer their first loss of the season. They came in undefeated, and Evan Massey calls a timeout. 50.9 seconds to play in the ball game, and Galesburg leading 64-57.
Well, and I'll be really surprised if Rocky doesn't go to a man-to-man right here, because that's about the only defense that's going to stop it. And you know what? Rocky's fast enough, quick enough, that if they would have played man-to-man more,
yeah,
I think they could have kept with the streaks. And what they've done is they've played a pretty solid zone, but what's happening is too often the streaks are getting people wide open. When you're trying to claw back into a game like this, you can't leave players wide open. You got to do what you can to man up here.
Yeah, and I'm surprised, like you said, in this half court, the last couple of minutes of the game, that they really haven't come out and gone straight man, and you know they're so quick, and I don't know.
Well, and there is foul trouble, and you're looking at four players on the floor right now with three or four fouls. You got Siobhan Brewer with three. You've got Amunique Washington has three. LaShonica Johnson has four. And Raven Morrow has three. So, you know, there is foul trouble right there, but you're down by seven. You've got to do something to spark the defense here and potentially get a couple steals.
Yeah, and I'm surprised also, not only have they not gone man-to-man, but they haven't tried to foul. I mean, you got to tell them, you know, Whitney Hoover only has one foul. She could be out there doing it. Jamie Johnson inbounds in the backcourt to Ty Peachy, 49 seconds to play. And now Brewer trying to reach in. Now Jamie Johnson, but they're still, I couldn't tell if they've gone man or not, but they're kind of all backed in, but Jamie Johnson gets pushed.
Amunique Washington on that foul.
Yep, that's her fourth. So Jamie goes to the free throw line with two shots.
Jamie, 3-for-4 on the game for the free throw stripe, as I stated earlier. Came in 71%. One of the better free throw shooters on this squad.
11 points in the game for Jamie Johnson. First shot is away. And good. Make it 12 for Jamie. 65-57, 43.1 to play as Megan Young checks in. She replaces Jessica Lieber, who was in briefly. Sadie Hamilton, Megan Young, Ty Peachy, Jessica Howard, and Jamie Johnson for the Galesburg Silver Streaks. Second shot is way and good. Make it 66-57 Streaks, 40 seconds to play. Streaks looking to go to 5-2 on the season, 2-0 in the Western Big Six. Hoover on the dribble, right side, goes baseline, scoops the shot up off the glass and got it. Her first basket of the ball game with 31.9 seconds to play. And her dad, Coach Thad Hoover, calls timeout, 31.9 to play. Full timeout, we'll take one as well. You're listening to Silver Streaks Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Convenient, efficient, reliable. If a service doesn't meet that criteria, I really can't say it's beneficial. Way to go, City Bus.
The Gold Line travels the route twice an hour, so you can get to places like the Sandburg Mall, the Galesburg Public Library, and the movie theater in just minutes. Running errands on Henderson Street or the Walmart Shopping Center has never been easier. The bus will pick you up at the corner of any intersection or bus shelter, and you're on your way.
I'm Craig McCluskey. Use Galesburg Transit. Catch us now.
WGIL is collecting non-perishable food items for the Fish Food Pantry this Saturday at Hy-Vee on East Main. We'll be there from 8 to 4. Look for the UPS truck with WGIL.
31.9 seconds to play. The Galesburg Silver Streaks lead the Rock Island Rocks 66-59. Tom Meredith, Eric Gibson. Streaks going to move to 5-2 on the season, 2-0 in the Western Big Six. Coach Evan Massey picks up win number 714 of his career. Rocky will suffer their first loss of the season. They came in 4-0 on the year and 1-0 in Western Big Six play. Streaks will have to bring it the length of the court, and Rocky will pick up with full court man-to-man pressure. Jessica Lieber, Jessica Howard, Ty Peachy, Sadie Hamilton, Jamie Johnson in for the Streaks.
I'm almost surprised, and this is no... Nothing against Sadie, but that you wouldn't have one more ball handler out there.
And it comes to Jessica Howard. Now they're going to foul her.
Okay, and this goes back to what I was saying earlier. Jess holding the ball at her stomach. Yeah, and yeah. Coach Massey's telling her right now, she was holding the ball down around her stomach, and realistically, she got tied up. She didn't. That wasn't a foul.
That's what Coach Hoover was
saying.
Coach
Hoover was calling for it, and Coach Massey was trying to show Jess, you got to get it in strong position and keep it out so they can't grab the ball like that.
So Jessica Howard goes to the free throw line with two shots. She's got 11 points in the game. 29.1 to play. First shot is up and good.
Her first free throws of the game. She's the top free throw shooter on this team, 73% on the season. Who's that last foul on?
Whitney Hoover.
Okay.
Her second. So Jessica Howard at the free throw line, 67-59. The Streaks lead, 29.1 to play. Second shot up and good as well. 13 points for Jessica Howard, 68-59 Streaks. This is Brewer with it, right wing to Hoover. She fires a three-pointer, short. Rebound comes out long to Jessica Howard. Gives to Jamie Johnson. Now back to Jessica Howard with 17 seconds to play. Got to get it across midcourt at some point. And a travel called on Jessica Howard. She was being triple-teamed. I saw her pivot. I didn't see the pivot foot come up, but the official saw something. We didn't, apparently.
Yeah. Well, 14 and a half left here. The Streaks just got it. Just let them play. Do not foul. Let them play around you.
Inbounding will be Morrow when it comes to Brewer. Now back to Morrow on the right wing. Drives inside. They're going to let her get that layup. Puts it up off the glass and in. All Morrow's points came in the second half. 68-61, 5 seconds to play. Now Ty Peachy has it. She'll just hold on. Now gets to Jessica Howard across midcourt to the Galesburg Silver Streaks. 2-0 in Western Big Six play, and Rock Island suffers their first loss of the season. Final score, Galesburg 68, Rock Island 61. We'll come back with our post-game show, run down our post-game statistics, get a chance to chat with Streaks head coach Evan Massey, and also name our Dave's Autobody Crunch Time Player of the Game. Final score once again, Galesburg 68, Rock Island 61. You're listening to Silver Streaks Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Play-by-play coverage of Silver Streaks Girls Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Craddy Insurance on North Henderson Street in Galesburg for all of your insurance needs. By McDonald's, I'm loving it. Dave's Auto Body, you better call Dave's. By OSF St. Mary Medical Center, this is healthcare. Thorne's Pets and Supplies on North Seminary Street, building a better bond between you and your pet. Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. By Bates Collision Center in Galesburg, we take the decision out of collision. By Galesburg Nissan, just off the square in downtown Galesburg. And by Breed Love Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. Galesburg's radio station for news, talk, and Silver Streaks basketball. Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.
Okay, that's 700 orders of manicotti to go. So, are you an elf?
Was it the ears, the bells, my zeal for Italian cuisine?
Well, it's just that.
I know, you don't get many elves in here, right? But with my Discover card, I get 5% cash back bonus. And that, my friend, is some real cannoli.
Now through December, get 5% cash back bonus at restaurants, clothing, and department stores with Discover Card. Sign up at discover.com or call 1-800-DISCOVER. It pays to discover. Limitations apply.
You got the camera on? That's got to be an F4.
No, man, now, pull over. That's an F5. Go, I want to get this.
Oh, that photo cloud's getting bigger by the second. That twister is huge.
Whoa, what was that?
It's the National Guard. They're probably headed into town.
Man, I bet that place is in trouble.
The National Guard is a unique force. Citizen soldiers who are just as prepared and committed to do battle with nature here at home in our communities as they are against the enemies of our nation. These are your neighbors. Men and women who work or go to college, have families, hobbies, live life to the fullest. They train part-time, close to home, and they are always ready.
More of them! Man, those guys are crazy heading into that stuff.
Hey, that's what the Guard does.
Do you have what it takes to head into the heart of the storm? Check out NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Illinois National Guard. Aired by the Illinois Broadcasters Association and this station.
It happens.
And it can be anything unexpected.
It's Patsy and Michelle from Bates Collision Center. When it happens, it's our hope at Bates that we can make it as easy on you as possible.
Remember, Bates is here to make it better.
Bates Collision Center. We take the decision out of collision.
The official WGIL forecast for tonight, cloudy skies and a low dropping to 20. Tomorrow, partly sunny, a high reaching 32. Overnight, snow likely. Light accumulation is possible, a low 28. Snow chance continuing into Saturday with light accumulation and a high of 32. Clouds and colder overnight, a low of 18. And Sunday, partly cloudy skies with a high of 25. 27 now at Galesburg Radio 14.
With final stats, the day's auto body crunch time player of the game, and comments from Streaks head coach Evan Massey. WGIL's coverage of GHS girls basketball continues with the Silver Streaks postgame show on Galesburg Radio 14.
Back here at John Thiel Gymnasium, where the Galesburg Silver Streaks defeat the Rock Island Rocks 68-61 is the final score. Tom Meredith, Eric Gibson, glad to have you along on our post-game show. And we're going to get a chance right now to chat with Streaks assistant coach Andy Allison. And, Coach, boy, what a nice effort. Kind of one of those deals like a heavyweight fight in that you guys threw the initial what could have been a knockout punch early. They fight and claw their way back into it. I think you got up by 14 in the first half. They come back. It actually took a one-point lead or two-point lead. I think their only lead of the game. You go up 10 on them again. They come back. You go up 10 again. They come back. Just kind of an up and down, but like a heavyweight fight.
Oh, yeah, and we knew that coming in. I mean, that's something we told the girls. They're going to be more aggressive than anybody we played so far, especially defensively. So we told them, you know, come out, you know, take those blows. But the first quarter was awesome. Like, there's really no other way to describe it. Then they, like you said, they answered back in the second quarter, and I think some people did some good things in the third quarter to give us that, you know, that edge when we needed it, and then able to hold on. And it's a huge win for us. First home conference, 2-0 in the conference. Good place to sit right now. So
yeah, and against a very good team tonight as well. I mean, you came out, like you said, initially looked like we were going to blow them out, which you knew they would. They had something more than that in them, but what a nice job. And I talked with Coach Massey in the pregame about the fact that you guys have been getting to the free throw line so much, you know, from the dribble drive and the offensive rebounds. And coming into tonight's game, I think you had outshot your opponents by 80 free throws. Tonight, especially in that fourth quarter, I think 12 for 14 in the fourth quarter, unbelievable. 24 for 36 for the game, but especially down the stretch when you really needed them.
Yeah, and I mean, I think the seniors stepped up and did that in the fourth quarter when we're trying to, you know, slow it down a little bit, which isn't really our style.
Yeah.
It's not something we do day to day. So for them to be able to, you know, learn from the game and be able to play into the situation, I think they did a good job.
Well, I think they made really good decisions as well in the fourth quarter. I know Eric mentioned one play in particular where Jess Howard had it on the right wing, probably had the open three, and I think there was maybe a couple of minutes left and turned and didn't take the shot, went ahead and kicked it back out to tie, and I think another 6 or 7 seconds went off the clock before a foul was committed. But you did hit, I think, three threes in that fourth quarter, but those were wide open shots.
Yeah,
as well.
Definitely. It was almost like an unsaid layup rule we had going at the end. I mean, Jess is a senior. She's obviously a veteran player. She knows that that's not necessarily the shot we want. I mean, it probably would have gone in, but you know, but yeah, just good decisions all around by all of them.
Well, a very nice game tonight, and a different schedule this week. No Saturday game for you. Got some time off before that trip up to UT. Always tough to play up there.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's going to be a similar game as it was tonight because they played last week,
right,
and it was a close game, 5 or 6 points, two very athletic, defensively aggressive teams. So we're going to be basically preparing in the same way that we did. And we've got the weekend off, you know, which is nice to kind of heal up. I know Rainey didn't dress
right
tonight, so hopefully her ankle gets healed up and we'll be ready to go with, you know, solid practices next week into a game a week from tonight. So,
well, you know, another thing that's nice tonight, you showed that, you know, it's not all about just coming down and what some people still think that don't understand that you're just coming down firing up threes. It's still, you know, it's within your offense. And you've also showed tonight that, you know, in a case where the game did get, the pace got slowed down a little bit, that you did were able to play some nice half-court ball and still get some good looks from inside and outside the arc.
Oh, definitely. I mean, I think when we tell them they have to play man-to-man half-court, they look at us with their mouths open because it's not something we're really doing a lot. But, yeah, they answered it, and really can't ask for too much more than that. It was tight at the end, but we pulled it off, so...
All right.
Excited.
Well, you bet. Nice win, Coach. Thank you very much
for
stopping by. Appreciate
it. No problem.
That is Streaks assistant coach Andy Allison here on the postgame show. The Galesburg Silver Streaks now 5-2 on the season, and more importantly, 2-0 in Western Big Six play. The Rocks now 4-1 on the season, 1-1 in the Western Big Six. We will take a timeout, come back, and talk about our halftime or our post-game statistics. You're listening to Silver Streaks Basketball on the WGIL and WGIL.com.
Live coverage of Silver Streaks Girls Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Discovery Depot, where play and learning go hand in hand, and by Dr. Hausline and the Hearing Clinic in Galesburg. Proud to bring you the action of GHS Girls Basketball on WGIL.
This is Jeff Klink with Galesburg Nissan, wishing all the Streaks the best of luck this year. Galesburg Nissan, just off the square downtown. The area's leader in customer satisfaction. Visit us online 24 hours a day at galesburgcars.com.
There's no such thing as a morning person. There is no wrong side of the bed or case of the Mondays. There are only those who know the simple joy of breakfast and those who don't. There are two things certain in this life. The sun always rises, and McDonald's prepares breakfast hot and fresh every morning, just for you. Breakfast with hotcakes and premium roast coffee. Did they invent it? No, but they did perfect it. So when's the last time you had breakfast for breakfast? At participating McDonald's.
Stay in touch with Galesburg wherever you go, and anytime you're online. Just log on to WGIL.com.
Back at John Field Gymnasium, where the Galesburg Silver Streaks have defeated the Rock Island Rocks, giving them their first loss of the year. Final score, Galesburg 68, Rock Island 61. Tom Meredith and Eric Gibson, time to take a look at our post-game final statistics, brought to you by McDonald's. I'm loving it. Streaks, a balanced scoring attack, and what's been, one of the, if not the lowest scoring games of the year. I guess we scored 68 the first game against Illini West in a loss, but overall our lowest scoring output of the year. But Jessica Howard, 13 points on three three-pointers, 2 for 2 from the free throw line. Also 13 for Jamie Johnson on a couple of three-pointers, 5 for 6 from the free throw line, a two-pointer as well. 9 points for Jessica Lieber. She hit a three-pointer and was 6 for 7 from the free throw line. 6 points for Mickey Rodriguez on a couple of threes early in the game. 5 points for Sadie Hamilton on a basket, and 3 for 6 from the free throw line. 7 for Ty Peachy on a three-pointer, 2 for 5 from the line. 7 points for Megan Young. She hit a three-pointer and was 4 for 5 from the free throw line. 6 points for Myra Diggins, including a couple of baskets, and 2 for 5 from the free throw line. Emma Junk with 2 points on a basket. The Streaks with 9 three-pointers in the game, 24 for 36 from the line, 12 for 14 in that fourth quarter. Rock Island led by a couple of players with 13 as well. Sarita Goldsmith with 13 before fouling out. Also 13 for Siobhan Brewer. 2 points for Whitney Hoover. 10 for Raven Morrow. All those coming in the second half. She got an early foul trouble. 5 points for Adrian Bradford. 4 for Jasmine Taylor. 1 for Talise Garcia. 7 points for Amunique Washington. All in the middle two quarters.
Well,
so, go ahead, Eric.
I was just going to. Sorry, I was counting up some further stats. Essentially, going back to something you said as far as this being the lowest scoring game, we actually 68 in the first game, 67 in the second game, 62
right.
against Springfield. So realistically, this is the lowest scoring game we've had since the Springfield game, but which, you know, is pretty impressive to be averaging 73 points a game coming into this game as a high school basketball team, girls or boys. So, but the stats kind of tell how close the game was. 26 turnovers for the Rocks. They had 16 in that first half, so they were able to cut down their turnovers. 20 for the Streaks. They had 10 in each half. The rebounding battle, 36-33. Rock Island plus 3 in that as they grabbed a couple more rebounds. But offensive boards, 23-16 Streaks' favor, so plus 7 for the Streaks there. You look at the shooting percentage. The Rock Island shot at 62% in the first half. They fell to 51% for the game, 23 of 44 from inside the arc, 3 of 7 from distance, 6 for 13, like you said, from the free throw line. So the streak, 7 of 10. They only took 10 shots within the free throw line, or within the arc. And part of that, though, can be attributed to the fact that a lot of the times they took shots, they went to the free throw line. That obviously does not count as a shot. They were 10 for 45 from distance, so 31% overall from the game, 22% from distance. They'd like to be closer again to that 30 mark, but not a terrible game. But really, if you look at it, it comes down to free throw shooting.
Yeah.
24 of 35, or 36, I believe you had them at, and 6 of 13 for Rock Island, you know, plus 18 at the free throw line. That tells the story right there. The streak stepped up and they hit when they needed to hit. And that's a big thing. And, you know, I'm sure Rocky can attest to that, is that's how they beat UT. Late in the game against UT, they were able to put down a bunch of free throw lines. They were, Siobhan Brewer, in fact, 11 of 12 overall in that game. So the Rocks were 11-14 from the free throw line in their win over UT. So, you know, that's big in conference play. And we kind of talked about in that third quarter that the pivotal quarter was going to be that third quarter. And then the fourth quarter, once the Streaks came in with that lead, they only had a three-point lead. They had to hit down the stretch. They had to execute, and that's what happened.
68-61, the final score. The Streaks now 5-2 on the year, 2-0 in Western Big Six play. Rocky 4-1, 1-1 in the Western Big Six. GHS boys basketball tomorrow night here on WGIL and WGIL.com. They'll take the long trip down to Quincy to open the Western Big Six season against the Blue Devils. Brad Benowitz and Jim Lee will have that action for you getting underway at 7:06. Our next broadcast will be coming up a week from tonight. Next Thursday, we'll travel up to United Township. Should be another good one up there around 6:40 for the pregame. Our postgame final stats, again, brought to you by McDonald's. I'm loving it. We'll come back and name our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. You're listening to Silver Streaks Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
You just crashed your car, had an accident, and you don't know what to do. Who do you call? Who can you trust to make your car look like new? Where there's only one name you need to know, there's only one place to go.
Dave's Auto Body.
You better call Dave's.
You know what's a pain? The cost of propane. How much are you planning to spend this winter? Take a few minutes now to consider a hybrid heating system from Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. This hybrid system constantly compares inside and outside air temperatures and switches between two energy sources to keep your home at the temperature you want automatically. To help take the pain at the cost of propane. Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. Because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill.
WGIL is collecting non-perishable food items for the Fish Food Pantry this Saturday at Hy-Vee on East Main. We'll be there from 8 to 4. Look for the UPS truck with WGIL.
Back here at John Field Gymnasium, where the Galesburg Silver Streaks have defeated the Rock Island Rocks 68-61 to go to 5-2 on the season, 2-0 in the Western Big Six. Time right now to Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. Dave's Auto Body, you better call Dave's. This was a tough one tonight because a lot of players stepped up in different points of the game, and a lot of them really stepped up in crunch time in that fourth quarter. Jessica Howard with a hit, a big three, and a couple of free throws, had four steals in the game, and I think her biggest rebound output of the season.
Yeah, right? I had her at six, and I believe, if my memory serves me correct, that was her biggest output. Another person you could really point it to is Jessica Lieber. Yep. She hit five free throws in a row in the second half. So, you know, I felt like we had a lot of contribution down the stretch, but we can only name one.
Yeah,
player of the game.
And this young lady, a really nice game overall. She had 13 points, and she also had a three-pointer in the fourth quarter, also 2-for-2 from the free throw line in the fourth quarter, but had a big block down the stretch, a block shot, as I think it was Brewer came down right about the free throw line, put a shot up. Jamie Johnson right there, two hands on it, not only made the block, but just snatched the ball out of the air. A big steal there, did a nice job on the glass for the Streaks as well.
Yeah, and 13 points in the game, as you said, 5-of-6 from the free throw line, four rebounds, all off. Offensive. She had a steal, and you know, this is really the first game that we've had a true crunch time. I mean,
yeah.
East Peoria, it was moderately close there in the fourth quarter, but we haven't had one other game where it was super close, and we need people to step up. And I think if you're looking for crunch time player of the game, you've got to go with Jamie Johnson in this game. Like you said, a big block. She was consistent offensively, and she's made some big strides in knowing that, you know, if the threes aren't falling, go back to the twos. And even if after I said I would like to see her go in a little bit more, she hit that three. So,
yep. So Jamie Johnson, our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. Dave's Auto Body, you better call Dave's. Well, nice, nice win for the Streaks tonight over a very good Rock Island team. And like Coach Allison said, we should have a similar game coming up a week from tonight up at United Township. They had a battle with Rock Island last week where the Rocks came out with a close victory. So it should be another fun game coming up next Thursday.
Well, yeah, and that's going to be a hungry UT team. They came into the night again 0-1. 5-2 overall, and this is a UT team that came in thinking that they had a chance to unseat Moline as the top team in the conference. They brought back a lot of their team from last year. I can't think of her name off the top of my head, but they have the one young girl inside who ended up getting kicked off the team midway through. I would imagine she's back. They had Allman at Allman tonight, so you know that one was going to be a knockdown drag out up at Allman, and the slowdown style that is Jay Hatch's defense. And so Justin Schultz's team, who was 15-15 last year and 6-4 in the big Western Big Six, is going to come back. Michaela Fallon, that was her name, 18 points a game she had last year. So, you know, they're going to come back. They're a year older. That was a young squad last year. They only have two seniors on the squad this year, and they have not a lot of size, but neither do we. So it should be a good one. The second road test of the year in the conference, so it'll be nice.
All right. Once again, Streaks with a big win tonight over the Rock Island Rocks to move to 2-0 in the Western Big Six. Final score, Galesburg 68, Rock Island 61. We'll come back with you again next Thursday night around the same time, around 6:40 for the pregame from East Moline and United Township High School. Brad and Jim along with Galesburg High boys basketball coming up tomorrow night. Thanks to our studio engineer, Nick Devlin, tonight. Final score, once again, 68-61, Streaks win. Good night from John Thiel Gym.